Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, all right? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes.
Stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Eve of Chokey.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
Not his name, but do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
We're
going
16
or
huh?
I 16 or
no, bro. How dare you say
anything
worse?
Out with your mind.
You know
we
just drafted the Messiah.
Obi, the one and only, Shakes Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
When you walk out on faith, choose to do what feel right, let everyone else trace. What we chase ain't the same. I'm still that rapper that your favorite rapper scared to rap after. Sometimes it's hard to chill. I choose to kill. I'm just that good, though I ain't worth a lot of millions. When you rap this well, a lot of rappers catch feelings. We all want the best, don't let a female kill them here. Hard to choose culture over fame, cause you just wanna be set and take care of all your fame. It don't make you, but it be cool to have money like Wayne. Take the shorter road so the family ain't worry, I ain't. Chose to build it slow, ain't no need, no hurry, I ain't. It's hard to be political, can't say what's on your brain. Careers come quick, it's just as fast to bury them. But I chose to give a damn and box for you like pictures on Instagram. Chose to respect what was built by both Cool and Bam. You know who I am, word to my homie YN. Shit, won't hard to choose me, there's only one me, man. And it's so hard to choose. Yeah. That's why I chose to be that, cause where I'm from it ain't cool to be whack. And I'm so pro-black, so they don't choose me back, and that's some choosy shit. Why it's hard to choose y'all over these jewels and whips. Welcome to my side, when you look in the crowd, the minority's never white. I appreciate y'all, but I'm lying if it don't bite. Why?
So hard to choose.
Cause I love all races, but we gotta raise them. Cause I know the scale tipped, ain't in no black girl's favor. Hey y'all, we all outcasts, these black girls favor. The blonde Barbie is scars, we all gotta save them. No love lost to whites, Latinos, or the Asians. Loyal to all, but when I look at these black girls' faces, I understand why I chose to be better, not basic. So it's not
hard to choose,
yeah. So excuse if I don't care if hipsters relate. It won't for you at all why these songs are made. Like you overlaid at the airport and missed the sort of takeoff. Don't understand why we get naked. Why it's hard to choose being real or being fake, huh? Cause the world worship people that get their cake up. But I chose a daylight soul and raise the stake up. Now, why it's
so hard to choose.
Yeah. seldom support her own. I help myself for advancement. Wanna make sure my daughters have better chances. But y'all ain't at shows and watching videos. Why it's hard to choose class or let the titties show. But it's better for my heart, honey, like Cheerios. And secondly, more comfortable doing winter lows. Trying to build you up like I went to Lowe's and bought a lot. MC Light, I ain't forgot what you told me. I ain't hobby, but damn, it's hard to choose being humble or going ham. Humility's a weakness, my I was told different. Quietest in the room is the baddest one like Durant. It's hard to choose, Carolina or Atlanta, Chicago, LA, especially in Johannesburg, yeah. Cause it's been love since beginning. Home away from home versus homes we get no spins in. Why it's so hard to choose. Being super lyrical or slowing it down. But they understand the metaphors and how they compound. With the two lines before and the next three after. And ask myself today, if it even still matter. The joints y'all tripping on are so easy and average. And the ones I respect don't have that gift master. I don't wanna compromise myself or a master. But it's so hard to choose. Cause if I don't, I'm not cool and I'm boring. Should I act to my beats to be current. This is shit I think about along with image and earnest. But when not, tell me God you killing it, then I burn it. All thoughts chasing y'all, man, it's easy now. Double XL ain't tripping, time calm me down. Thinking where we started from and where we all sitting now. Shit, I see it different now, why it's not hard to choose.
My love, so hard to choose. My love, so hard to choose. My love.
What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Sports fans all over the world, welcome to the Shakedown, the show for the fans, by the fans.
And I am your host, Shakes.
And I got my boy Black Freezy with me. What's going on, Black?
What's going on, baby? What's going on? What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Peace to the gods and earths. All over the world. What's going on, baby?
Man, we almost finished with week two. This is Montana Mondays. We're going to talk about it. But yeah, you know, it was a lot of good games yesterday. A lot of good games. All season long, I just wish that we can have some W's to enjoy it. But, yeah, man, it's been some good games.
I think, you know what? I think it's the fans in the stand, bro. I think it's the fans that's, you know, that's bringing us out. You know what I mean? That excitement of coming out, people screaming, real people, you know what I mean?
You think it's the fans?
I think it's the fans, yo.
It was a little, it was more dull last year than it is this year. I will say that. But just, that's how I think, that's how good football is. That, I mean, fans, no fans, it's still good. And that's saying something because it was a lot of things that I felt like, fans, no fans. I'm like, man, this shit ain't right. For example,
yeah,
I'm a huge
wrestling still a good
fan. Yeah, I mean, I was a huge wrestling fan. I am a huge wrestling fan, and without the crowd, it just wasn't the same. Baseball, same thing. Without the crowd, I mean, I don't even like baseball, but without the crowd, I was like, man, I'm really not watching. Basketball, you know, basketball is something that I grew up playing and enjoying since the age of six, and I'm going to admit, in the COVID era, that shit was dull. You know what I mean? So, I would say the fans has a lot to do with it, but just the play of game, you know, just the, I think last year was a lot of rushing and, you know what I mean, people ain't getting no practices, so it's looking a little sloppy and all
that
other shit. These teams are more prepared, you know what I'm saying? And they're looking like
that's
it.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely that in the beginning, right? Definitely looking more prepared, but honest truth is we are energy light beings. So the whole thing is having people around invoking all of this energy. That's why they build these stadiums the way they've been building them for centuries. It's to make sure that they funnel all of this energy and sound, but, you know, to actually put it on the field. So I think all of it within tandem has given us some wonderful football thus far, and I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I got some things about Daniel, man. Daniel, PFF loving Daniel right now, dude. Bible is loving Daniel.
Mm, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff that's been going on in week two. Everybody knows that I like the Chargers. I've been rooting for the Chargers for about 3-4 years now on this show. And especially since last year, it revived being Herbert. Watching Herbert out there, I was like, oh, man, my love for the Chargers has grown again, you know. So I watched the Chargers a lot, and I kind of know this team more than I can say more than anybody that calls on these airwaves. And I felt like they was going to win. I felt like the aerial attack from Herbert was going to be too much for Dallas. And listen, I'm going to tell y'all, man, that game was a great fucking game, man. It was a good game. It went all the way down to the last minute, just like ours did. But see, the luck of theirs and the luck of ours, they end up winning. We end up losing. We got robbed. They got praised. You know, same old shit. But Philly lost yesterday. Everybody in the division has a win. In the division besides us. Everybody has one win besides us. But, hey, I'm going to look in the bright side, man. I put the bang thing on a lot of my peoples in the shakedown leagues. you know, I'm just that damn good. I'm going to just go on and say that I told you that I am that damn good. And you can add Black Freezy. And you can add nacho in a box of cheese to the list of victims. And if you think you still got a chance to beat me, and you guys score 40 with two people left, okay. I told you yesterday, keep on talking. And you kept talking. And I told you, go ahead.
Damn Lamar, man.
It's at the end of the day, baby. My shit won't let me down.
Damn Lamar, man. Hey, well, hold on a minute. Let me see. My
doorbell. I believe we also got nacho in the box with cheese as well here. You can chime in whenever you want. But, yes, I have a few allies in the fantasy world, but Black Freezy and Nacho are not them. And so they had to be victimized, beaten, and conquered. And that's exactly what I did. But shout-outs to Dan the Man from Delaware. You are my enigma. You are my my unicorn. I can't seem to win a fantasy game when I face you. But one of these days, bro, one of these days, I will get my revenge. I will. But shout-outs to Dan the Man from Delaware, the only one that has beaten me this week because I went 3-for-4 because I'm that damn good. I'm just dominant, man. I'm just dominant. We also got E, the chosen one from the Bronx, with us as well. How you doing? He is a part of my winner circle. How you doing, my ally? Are you doing okay?
I'm good, brethren. And going 2-1
teams real good, especially when you take down the top TDs. You understand? I took down the top TDs.
Uh-huh. We like
BTDs. I took the top off the top off the TDs.
We like BTDs.
You feel me? You feel me? I had to play a game of chess. You like that? See how I did that? You feel me? And my moves
and
on
then
the
you
chess
came out
board.
On top.
Top.
You see that? You get that one?
Yeah. Let's do that again.
That
I had
crazy.
To play a game of chess. What, Shakes?
And you had to come out on top.
Awesome. Absolutely. That's awesome. And that's how that go. You understand what I'm saying? That's how that go. Because
that's how the winner circle
do.
That's how. You see, I told you.
Yeah,
when you join the winner circle, you're going to win.
Can I
tell you that?
Can you throw me the alley-oop? Can I catch it
there
off
you
the
go.
Backboard?
Even that.
There it is. Two hands, and y'all know what time it is. Giannis over Chris Paul and with the N1. So let's discuss it. She has been tearing the fantasy world up. Let's get this out there. For the last 2 years, Big PD Committee has been tearing the fantasy world apart. She's been running through dudes' paws like diarrhea until you meet the Pepto-Bismol. You understand? Until you run into the real wall. I'm continuing my streak by coming out on top by playing with the chess board. 2 years in a row. Playoffs, regular season. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? Playoffs? And now, regular season. She was number one. And I'm not having it. And that's it. That's it. Shout out to Corey. Because I can't say nothing else. You feel me? 68 points from Derrick Henry is hard for any one human being to overcome. Pause. Not nobody.
I don't know what to do. Though.
Right.
Not nobody
right.
in the winner's circle.
That's a fact.
In the winner's circle, we overcome. See, I offered Black Freezy to join the squad, but he wants to do it all by himself. So now he loses. You see how that goes? Nacho came into the damn league talking shit like he was going to beat me. And then you see what happens to him.
Listen,
you see what I'm saying?
I stay humble.
You see what I'm saying?
It's all right. It's 2 weeks. It's
when
two
I
told
y'all.
I had the point to whoop your ass, Shakes. I had the point to whoop your ass. It's just 2 weeks of bad coaching. Don't you worry.
Crazy. R-E-L-A-X, bro. We don't need collusion to win. We good. Secondly, we talking victimization, domination, and winner's circle. We got to be talking Tyler Haneke, right?
You know what? You didn't. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
I reckon better
hold
than
on,
his.
Hold on. That was. No. That was a straight.
I reckon better than his.
And
yours.
Shaolin sword swing.
So far.
Hold on,
man. I think I was just confused because before the season I was told pure domination, number one defense, and we're gonna make all these offenses look silly, but I just haven't seen it yet. So I don't know who said that exactly.
You know, I'm gonna go in the corner and I'm gonna look at this.
I'm about to be referring to my fantasy teams getting it confused. I thought it was the Giants.
No. I'm not
yeah, I thought it was
the
Giants, fantasy team, you know what I mean? But, you know, every year it's my fantasy team and not the Giants. See, I got it confused. My bad.
No, I get it. You like the Spider-Man, you know, 0-17 through 0-21 Giants just looking at each other 0-2. So I get it. I understand.
I just want to know,
I mean,
like,
with all the corners and the defense, how come Tyler Haneke put that work on you and Teddy B? I was just
how come
that
I put that work on you? Pause. No, let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about why did I put that work on you?
No. I get it. I understand.
That's the only thing you can talk about. Everything else, you're garbage. Even your
telling you why. It's only the wrestlers as well, Chance, see what's going on, buddy.
No, I just want to understand why you're not owning up to the fact that you were wrong. I can own up to the fact that you beat me in fantasy. I can own up to the fact me at predicting everyone but your own team's success. I can understand those things. I can accept those things. What you can't accept is that you told me that your defense was going to be the best in the league. Number one, not top five, not top three, not top two, top one. Your defense is bottom of the fucking barrel. Tell me why that's the case. I believed you when you told me your defense was going to run through these three teams because these three teams was trash. And these two first two teams treated your defense like they was a Pop Warner team. I just want to know why. I understand you are better than me at every aspect in life. I get that. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Why is your defense not better than the Clemson defense? Just tell me why.
I don't have the answers for
you. I wish I had the cricket thing so we could play crickets, but I don't know.
I don't have the answers. There is no answers, man.
I mean, there's a lot. You overpaid for the corners. You got no front line. You got no dogs on the center. I don't know who you got at linebacker. You got a guy that can tackle a lot, but can't do nothing in coverage. But hey, you keep talking them up and telling me how they're gonna beat the next guy, and I'll let Matt Ryan and Kyle Pitts put up 200 yards on you.
Want to put a wager? Want to put a wager on that one?
It's getting hot in here, so take all the bets. I just want to take all the bets.
Huh? I'm
talking about
what you want to bet. What you want to bet?
I know. I said I'm going one over here. Montana bet.
Do you
want to
put
next game.
A wager on
wages.
Our pitch?
Do I got? I can start the betting. You got five over here. Five going once, five going twice. Yeah, we got five, ten. 10 going once, 10 we caught twice.
Oh,
ten
no, seriously. If you believe in that, I'm going to put a wager on it.
Mm. Put the moolah where the mouth is.
Yeah, I get it. You want me to put a wager on something like ridiculous as that so that when they do whip your ass.
Because you
want to
sit there and say it,
and
that's what you believe. And if that's what you believe, then put the money on it.
No, look, trust me. I understand you don't get what hyperbole is, so I'm going to break it down to you. That's
I say hyperbole all the time.
No, just because you say it don't mean you understand it. When you say things, you just kind of get things for a dramatic effect. When I say Kyle Pitts going to get 200 yards, everybody on the line goes, damn, I know he ain't going to get 200, but I'm sure he's probably going to get like 100, maybe like 95 and a touchdown. So
put a wager on that.
20 yards is something that I'm not going to bet on.
Put a wager on it.
With a hyperbole of a sentence. But if you want to bet that I know Atlanta's going to go in there and tear up your corners and they're going to put the W on the board, I'll bet you that. But I'm not going to bet on some hyperbole that I knew where I was just being facetious about.
Talking about the cop is 200. You just say he going to get 95. What you believe he going to get?
What do I believe?
Yes. What you believe he going to get?
I'm trying to think. Hold on. I'm trying to think. 85.
All right, I'm waiting. I'll wait.
I'll put
what's up, Dancy?
9 catches, 95 yards, and 1 touchdown.
That's a guarantee.
I think he can get that, yes. I don't like guarantees because, you know, when you guarantee stuff, you look like number one defense.
Not no thinking. If you want to be convicting, be convicting.
You want me to look like a fool like you, and I just don't like doing that.
No,
so
I want you to sit there and back up your words. Don't just sit there and say something. Back your words up.
I believe nine.
Because majority of the time when I say shit, it's backed up, and I'm correct. So when you want to sit there and point out the one or few times that I'm motherfucking wrong, then go ahead. But what I'm telling you is, whatever you say, back it up and hold your word to it. So if you say a 95, say I guaranteed 95. And if you guaranteed 95, put some motherfucking money on it. Stop
you
that
are
me.
So mad right now, and I am loving
I'm
all.
Not.
I love it
I'm
all.
Not, though, bro. I'm not, bro.
You are, man.
I really ain't.
You are, because you can't
really ain't,
bro. Live with the fact that you were
I
wrong, and you're always wrong
you.
On your team. But you're
right
in a lot of
I just love fucking
like
you.
Fantasy or other people's predictions.
Yes, I just
man,
like
man,
beating people up.
Your team doesn't, but I guess you do.
I know. That's the problem. I wish they matched my energy.
I know. I get it. I wish this was like basketball. You could just jump around team to team and pick the right one you like, but it's not. So, but it's, this is how it works, and it's how it goes, man. That's just, man, I'm sorry.
Hey,
it was wrong,
you
and I
my,
didn't tell me why
you
was wrong.
You root for a team that never won a fucking
it.
Championship in years, so, I mean, decades. So I get you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Just like you.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah.
I understand.
I know.
However, I'm not at the forefront of the dog shit pile every year like your team is. So I could be like, oh, man, I don't win championships a year. But I could be like, man, I don't win the championships and I lose a dog shit division every year, too. That could be like compiled on. So it's all about aspect and the way you look at things. So, like, if you look at things like, you know, what'd you say?
The Suns wasn't, though. That's what I meant by you know my pain. I wasn't referring to your Packers. Even though.
And I stay with
Golden.
Yes.
We can go there too.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm just saying.
With the Suns.
I'm talking about you understanding my
team. I didn't go find a favorite player to choose and just go join that team. I stuck with my Phoenix trash Suns through the worst of the worst and. You know, getting
exactly.
beat by Kobe and them Lakers.
So it's just it's the same kind of thing as far as basketball. I roll with these sorry ass Giants that just upset me every fucking year. Same as your Suns did to you.
Yeah, but my thing was if you don't do that in basketball, why do you do that in football?
So you
that's
feel my
pain.
Question.
Yeah, but my question is why would you do that in basketball but not in football? Why would you? In basketball, you start feeling pain, all right, boom, gone. Where's the winner at?
But
now in the NFL, you're like, boom.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
And I explained this before. I did. But I'll explain this to you. In basketball, I didn't have a home team. The New York Knicks, never my home team. I never liked the Knicks. I always despised them. I rooted for the Heat. In spite of them. So I never been a New York Knicks fan. Brooklyn is where I'm from. To me, I consider that Manhattan. Harlem. It represents them. But nothing represents me, Brooklyn. So in basketball, I just like Jordan. But then I liked Tim Hardaway, which made me like the Heat even more. I've been a Heat fan ever since, still am to this day. But my home team finally got a fucking team, just like your Phoenix fucking Suns. See, if I had growing up a Brooklyn Nets team, I would have been a Brooklyn Nets diehard, dead. From where you know me, just like the Giants. But see, I just never liked the Knicks, bro. I just never liked them. So, once they went to Brooklyn, all you seen was me, Brooklyn down. So, that's why it's a jump. But, never been a jump to a team that was a juggernaut like the Green Bay Packers in the 90s. I never did that. No.
Yeah, you were born in the wrong time, bro.
I never did that. No, didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Hey, I mean, some people are born winners and some people are born losers. I'm just sorry for you, but it ain't my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, some people just root for that juggernaut team and stay with them. And that's cool. I rock.
Magic
yeah,
Man,
you got
Don Magnifique was a juggernaut team, but I feel you.
Who? When? Because I
exactly.
thought you became a Packer fan with Brett Favre and them.
Oh no,
am I correct?
Not at all. But you don't understand.
Okay.
But you don't get it.
Oh no, I don't. I don't know your background story on how you became a Packer fan. So I thought it was that way. Excuse me. Know how old
no,
you really
fine.
Was?
It's cool. I get it. Hey, when you're a fan of a team, as the Steelers get this all the time, Yankees fans get this all the time. If you're a team of a, if you're a fan of a team that is perennially good, no matter when you become,
especially
a fan
when
of
you're not in that market. Like if you're in Wisconsin, I could get it. But you're all the way in Arizona. What the fuck you know about Green Bay? But okay.
I know a lot about Green Bay, but what the fuck you know about Miami? But it is what it is, bro. I get it. They winners and they juggernauts. So you think because I've been a fan of a team that doesn't know losing for very long that I just went to them. But it's just the way it is, man. I can't fucking help it. Like, I get it. You want the team to be, you know, like yours for the past decade and lose so that you can test somebody's loyalty. I get it.
I do admit.
That's the only way.
I would love
the
team that goes to the playoffs every year.
That's the only way that fans really – I see it.
Yeah.
Like, I see it all the time. You can only – fans only respect fans of dog shit teams. Redskins when they were the Redskins. Browns when they were the Browns. Jaguars, like, not Jaguars, sorry, but the Bills when they were the Bills. Like, those fandoms, like, we call them loyal and shit like that, but, like, you, just because they stuck around when you're bad, so that I get it. So, like, people are always like, if you can't stick around through the hard times, you're not a real fan. But I noticed that, like, a lot of fandoms, when they bad, there's not a lot of talking. And then, of course, when somebody starts winning, then you want to start being proud fans again. And then people are like, oh, I didn't know you was a fan of this one. I didn't know you was a fan of that one. Well, who's going to talk about losers unless you're a diehard fan like you guys? Who's going to sit around and talk about losers all day? Not normal people. So
right.
I get how, like, fan people look at fan bases and go, well, they haven't been through a tough time in probably 25, 30 years. When they did for a couple of years, they bounced back two straight NFC Championship games. So they don't have no – that fandom doesn't know what it's like to go through a decade of dog shit and losing and drafting people and signing them not to trade them. Nobody knows that. So they can't be real fans because they don't have to go through that. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no. Well, I'm not saying that you're not a real fan. Obviously, I know you're a real fan. I ain't my shit. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, like, not me and personally. I mean, in general.
Oh,
I mean, like,
in general? In general,
because,
yeah.
Just because, like,
in general,
know,
yeah.
The
it's the outlook, yeah.
You went and said, oh, I don't remember. I didn't jump on to the Packers in the 90s. You had to go back to the 90s because that's how good we've been for that long.
I just imagined you could not just jump from the Green Bay Packers in the 2010s. Or you ain't been a Packer fan since the 2000s. You had to be a Packer fan since the 90s. I don't know how old you are, so I don't know if you was in the 80s now. But 90s,
no,
I'm pretty damn sure you was watching some rough motherfucking football. So in the 90s, the Packers was dominant. That's it. That's all I was saying.
And they weren't, though. I mean, for 1 year, 2 years, they were a good team.
I believe since
96, dominant.
That's from my recall. I could be wrong.
They had two good years. They picked up Reggie White. Like, let's be serious.
Exactly. Ever since Reggie White, y'all been
talking.
I don't want to hear what you think about.
That was the worst trade that the Packers could have made. You got rid of Magic Dog, and you traded for Brett Favre. That was the worst trade. What are you talking about?
It's the worst trade since like Brett Favre. What are you talking about? I don't. I you lost
he
me. What's
that
all
about? Winning. Stop it. He did not get to Green Bay and start winning, bro. You like watching NFL Network. They go to Packers. So you believe
that
in the
90s. I can remember y'all was dominating. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. 96. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Y'all look it up. Do something. 96. I remember
them
being a dominant team.
They beat up on their comp. They beat up on their division in the 90s.
Okay.
They were not dominating the NFL in the 90s.
What are we talking about here?
They were not dominant.
What are we talking about here then? I'm telling you, it was dominant right there, and you hopped on the bandwagon. That's it. You telling me you was on it before that? Okay, I don't know you before that, bro.
Then why are you arguing, bro? Why are you trying to tell me stuff that you don't know?
Because all I'm telling you is I'm telling you where I got my assumption from, the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
We all
like
became,
I
believe we all were fans by the 90s. Everybody on this phone has been a fan by the 90s. Whether you was a fan in the 60s, 70s, 80s, don't matter. By the 90s, you were a fan, right?
Yeah,
everybody
point,
on these airways. That's
being,
where my assumption came from. And in the 90s, in 96, I remember motherfucking Green Bay being dominant. So my assumption of you jumping on the bandwagon ain't too far off. I'm just saying.
It's very off, but... It's very off, but the point I'm trying to make, 96 is 1 year, 97 is another year, 2 years out of a decade that I would say the Cowboys and the Niners ran. And secondly, my point was, you're trying
actually,
to make
90,
a point 90, that 90
was
I'm
95,
not people,
out of 96.
Yeah,
but I'm telling
Dallas
you, Green Bay was
still ran the 90s. I don't know what other NFC team you could be possibly thinking of. I mean, there were other teams that were good, obviously. Let's not be you know, dumb about it. But if we're talking about teams that were, you know, dominant teams in the 90s, it's the San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboys. And the Green Bay Packers had a couple good years when they picked up Reggie White on free agency. So let's just pull back the reins a little bit on dominance.
That's when you jump on the bandwagon. Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Speaking of the Reverend of Defense, I pray for peace at this time.
I do. My point being,
or the Minister of Defense, whatever he was.
Be number one, and they got lit up by Teddy B and Tyler Henneke, and you ain't got no answers. That's all I want to know.
No, there's no answers for it. No answers for it.
You got the joke, though.
Defense ain't got no answers either, though, but hey.
Hey, man.
Obviously.
We suck, man. We
son
get
of a bitch, y'all. Oh, not so damn.
I know. Man. He's fired up. It's game night, bro. He's got the cheese head on his head. The jersey on.
Right.
Running around.
Irving,
he's bringing us up.
Fired
man.
Up.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't want
that shit to happen two weeks in a row. And
the bottom line is the Giants are bottom dwellers. So we can't really say anything, but all I know is I wish I was 0-1, not 0-2. So good luck, Nacho.
Shit, who are you telling?
I'm not making a joke. Well, I'm kind of making a joke, but I'm serious. If you're 0-1, let's
no,
get
I'm,
this
I'm
game on.
No, I'm being 100% serious. It's,
yeah.
It's a not
we're
a joking matter.
Let's
you, go. Staring down the barrel, 0-2 is not nice, man. I mean,
I got a game 1%. To coach tonight, all right? I got a game to coach tonight, guys. The line. We're gonna bite some kneecaps off tonight.
See,
MCDC out there.
Make sure you spit out the.
I'm telling you, man, it ain't gonna be no easy road. They got 11.5 points. I better stop that shit. But anyway,
looking forward to it.
Arizona got legal betting. So we out here making parlays.
Yeah.
Y'all
sure.
Guys, y'all guys getting in on this betting for fiascos and stuff or what?
Absolutely, man.
Cool.
Lamar cost me some money last night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I had had them damn Chiefs in the point like a month.
Told you I was going gang ground. I told y'all I was going gain ground this week. That's the only thing I can hold on to right now is motherfucking my predictions and my fantasy right now. I'm dominating in them shits. Otherwise than that, my Giants are doo-doo, fucking Chargers fucking lost, let me down. Ravens did all right for me. Fucking Tua bum ass fucking keep getting hurt. Shit ain't right, man. Shit ain't right.
Everybody's coming to earth, man. Herbert, Burrow, Zach Wilson, they're all coming down to earth.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, Herbert had a great game. He got to learn how to win. He got to pull out them wins. Them wins got to match them numbers, man, with Herbert. Zach Wilson, he going to have a rough rookie season, baby. He going to have a rough rookie season. But I think he going to come out stronger for it in the, with the end result. I think he's one of those quarterbacks that is different from Daniel Jones. Like, he has it. I think Zach Wilson has it. And a quarterback going through them lumps and bumps and bruises early, it's good for him. It's like I thought it was good for Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones, I don't know.
I'm with you. Burrow, too. Burrow's got it, too.
Yeah, Burrow got it, too.
Yeah, Burrow's got it. I think with the Jets, though, didn't they lose Mekhi Becton? I mean, like, that's a big piece of the offensive line. And especially if you're a rookie quarterback, that can kind of put you on edge. And I mean,
it's,
you know, we talk about seconds, but, I mean, I'm sure Mekhi gives you half to a whole second more. It's just in that little space of an area to keep you clean, so. I mean, I think Zach Wilson,
he
showed
that
some
ball
really,
over.
Really bad regression.
Can't turn that ball over. That's what you got to learn, baby. Turn the ball over, and it's detrimental to your fucking career.
Yeah, he was 3-for-7.
Well, that's the thing with Burrow.
3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in the first half. So, I mean, like, and then let's not forget, though, he went up against the rookie quarterback killer in Bill Belichick. He do that to everybody. It don't matter who you are.
Right.
I mean, he did it to Andrew Luck. He did it to every single rookie, like almost every rookie quarterback he's ever been up against. So,
well,
I mean, take it also with a grain of salt, too, I believe, just because that guy, he's Bill Belichick. And, again, they lose Mekhi Becton, and I think it was Dan Orlovsky breaking it down earlier. Like, that defense is just so exotic, like, in the way that they move things. They have 4 down, they have 3 down, and they got 1 down. You don't know which is where. For a rookie quarterback, you've been spending all week looking at a certain defense, and then game day, they change it up on you every single time. I can understand, especially, and then, of course, you add on the offensive line problem. So, again, I think Zach Wilson will be good, especially since that franchise or organization now seems to know what they need to do. And I feel as if, you know, even though this year might be a bad year for him statistically, they'll go and shore up some more offensive line in the draft and free agency and try to help him out next year. So, I think the year two is the year for Zach Wilson that if we see some regression or those same bad, like he did, those bad passes yesterday, then we'll have some room to talk. But right now, you guys say it's rookie throwing him in early. We'll just have to check it out for now. As long as it isn't a weekly appearance, you know, 3 interceptions a game type shit, looking like Nathan Peterman, then I think you'd be all right.
Yeah, and with Burrow, I thought it was a trip. It was 3 consecutive interceptions, 3 pass attempts. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, damn. Damn.
And they weren't like, I know one was like a pass, but the other two, weren't they that D-line just bum rushing the shit out of him and knocking the ball in the air and then like a D-lineman got it?
Yeah, at least one of them was.
I mean, fuck, man. That's like, that defense, for whatever it's worth, I mean, they've been getting shit.
But it was
about,
one of those. There's a clip going around. It was one of those jinxes, you know, kind of like when you have the kicker and you're like, this guy hasn't missed a kick since 1996, and then he misses.
When
they like,
do that shit,
with a,
bro, I hate that
dude.
Shit. Like, why would you do that? Why would
so
you?
Burrow
if you know
clip?
It's a jinx, why would you do that? And then,
so
no,
Burrow,
what kills me is they'll be saying it right after it, like, oh, why did you say that? You know you jinxed him now. They're going, like, bro, if you
they
know
go Ron
it,
Burgundy, man.
You
they,
even say
they just read
shit.
The prompter.
My
just read
God.
The prompter, you know. Someone's feeding those stats. But Burrow, I guess, he threw that pick, so then the guy says,
I wouldn't
well,
even
he had 199,
like,
he had
oh,
199
man.
Attempts without an interception, so he'll be good coming out here. Oh.
There's another one. I was laughing.
That would be my only laughing, bro, like, fucking shit. Thanks, that bro. Shit would come out on the prompter. My shit would be on the commentator. I'd be like, oh man, that's what I would say. That come up, I'd be like oh man.
Burgundy.
Yeah, what?
Should that happen to that happened to the kicker Josh Lambeau in the Jacksonville game? They literally go, "Oh yeah, he's never missed a kick in Jacksonville. His next two kicks are missing." Like that jinx shit is real. That shit, crazy.
It is real, bro.
I hate it, man. I hate it with everything. Every time they do it, bro, I be like, God, dang it, now this motherfucker gonna miss.
I got something I want to chime in on. First of all, what's going on, DC? California love.
Yeah.
But the refs are fucking games up hard. I don't know what's
Big
going
time.
On with them.
Big
they
time.
Have more than
Herbert.
Enough
they
time to
Herbert.
Sit down and chill. Yo, they are bugging. They are bugging. They sending apologies hard body to, like, everybody. Like, yo, we sorry. We didn't know. Yo, come on, man. That don't take an L off the board. If they that sorry, then let them play a quarter over or something. I know I'm bugging. When I
the taunting thing is really bugging me. The taunting.
Yeah,
thing.
That's whack.
I don't get it.
You make a good tackle, you can't be excited and pump your fist about the tackle you made. You just got to walk back and be like, ah, I did a great job right there, you guys. Did you guys see
right.
that tackle was really neat? Never.
You can't, like,
Never.
Gesture towards
you,
the guy you showed up.
The crowd.
But yet, a year or 2 years ago, they made the whole rule change where the whole defense could celebrate a turnover. I mean, if that ain't taunting, dude, they get 90 seconds to run to the end zone and get that whole cable cam going on. I mean,
yo, Prince
I don't get it.
Did a
Which
whole
is it?
Motown skit off his pick six one time.
Right, dude? I think they've
he
shot
did a
each
whole
other.
Motown
they went crazy.
Bro, he ran into the
wrestling matches.
Act like they was his Temptations or his backup singers. He grabbed the football like it was a microphone, did his whole spin, and they all just was dancing in the same way. I'm like, come on, man. I like the celebration, but it's first of all, they're missing calls, Dan. And I don't even want to go to our game because that makes it, you know, just biased in some people's eyes. But these little ticky-tacky either holding or pass interferences, and especially off kickoffs, the little block in the backs or whatever the case may be, yo, you're taking away points off the board, and these teams are losing because of them, literally. They're literally losing because of these plays. Because these are game-changing momentum plays, man. I mean, at some point, somebody got to wear glasses. Well, they got to huddle up and be like, yo, let's get this right before we walk back on the field and make a decision. Like, something needs to be done.
Yeah, they called two. First off, what's up, everybody? Peace. Nacho, Shake, E, Dan C. They called two ticky-tack plays last night. I wasn't rooting for either one as far as Chiefs and Ravens. I just wanted, you know, unfortunately we got a good game. So I don't have no dog in the race, but Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, got like two penalties called on him last night off of Hollywood where it was like holding or, you know, illegal touching. Dude just barely, like, it was so soft, bro. It was so soft and so insignificant. They could have held that in their pocket. But, you know what I'm saying? And that helped, you know, on one occasion it was in the fourth quarter and helped them get into position
right,
to still move the ball.
Right, they scored a touchdown off that drive.
Yeah,
they scored
that's
a touchdown
crazy,
off that drive and put them ahead. That's crazy. Like, those are the type of things that are really happening. Think about it. And, I mean, I'm only going to allude to our game because it was not a pass. It was a QB perfectly executed RPO and a 60-yard touchdown that they took off the board because of that false hole by C.J. Boyd. Like, the whole world, even – and Troy Aikman never go for the Giants. But Troy Aikman was like, come on, really? Like, that's nothing there. I don't see it. And it's crazy. That play changes the momentum of the game, puts points on the board, and we don't have to go through that. Dexter Lawrence, they was wrong on that call. They made the world seem like he did that. But then when the tape is brought out and you break it down, the dude didn't even do anything wrong. We lost a game because of that play. They don't call that play. He misses the field goal. We're having a whole different Monday conversation. It's Monday fun day then. It's crazy, man, what they're doing. Something got to give.
Really, the human era has been killing us for years. I say put robots out there for real. And then put little sensors. They can keep track of how fast a motherfucker running with the next stat gym shit. And show a motherfucker how they moving all around the field with a little green line, like the subway station train map or some shit. Then put that shit on there for penalties. If that sensor get touched, then you know, hey, that motherfucker was illegal touch.
Yeah, and I believe in my mind that something needs to be done in that process. There has to be something added to that process. Now, I know, you know, these referees, these guys are trained and all of that, and they're not going to catch everything. But making mistakes like that, it has to stop. And we've seen it already for the first 2 weeks very consistently. It isn't like they're inconsistent with the mistakes. They've been very consistent with the mistakes. So within the process of reviewing, getting the expert coming together, there should be more review or better ways for them to dissect what's going on. If we get the plays right, how come they get it wrong? If we get certain angles that show a certain play, how come they get it wrong? And I always wanted to know that. How come we got that tape with Dexter Lawrence and they didn't have it right there? It's a game-deciding play.
Right. The night it happened, I knew he wasn't offside. I said, yo, he timed that shit perfectly. I didn't text it, y'all. Right when the fuck happened, I said, oh, shit, did you see? And then J-Rock texted me back. He was like, nah, he was offside. And I was like, nah, bro. But then I had to concede because that was eventually the call. But in my mind, I was like, that's bullshit. I know that dude. He timed that shit perfectly because I was watching. And I'm not sitting up there saying like I'm some sort of a savant or I'm always right or a bougie dude standing up on my high horse. I'm not like that. But I saw that shit. I remember it because I was like, ooh, shit, he timed that shit perfectly. And my wife was sitting right there, and she wasn't even looking. And I was like, did you see it? And she was like, hey, I'm looking. I don't care what the fuck you got going on over there, leaning on. And that's when I was like, and then I was like, no. And I knew he wasn't offside. I knew it.
Well, what they're going to deal with is, do we want the human element involved or not? You know what I mean? Technology is getting so good and reviewable and unreviewable, and now they're trying to appease to what it seems like of a social construct of the world, like being fragile on everything. So, you know, is football... You know,
yeah, but I don't want one of these refs to get hurt because
like
these players
of job,
really will start bugging. Nah, just on the field. Like, yo, it's maddening, Dancy, when you are playing your ass off and you are putting your body on the line to commit to a play that can either help you win a game, lose a game, decide to stand the rankings and the standings and position and intensity of, like, coming down to the wire between this play. And people remember shit
right.
like that because they say, oh, that night in Green Bay or that night in Tampa, if they would have won, and you refer to that.
You refer to those things because they stay with you. Just like in the playoffs with the Saints, that horrible call, that horrible call that was pass interference and everybody seen it, that team went on to win. And people refer to that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, go ahead.
I think a lot of this, you know, in Dancy's right, you want to take the human element out, which has been a part of the game for ever. I mean, you can go. There's 32 teams with 32 stories about a ref fucking their team over and losing them a game, losing them a playoff game, or even worse, maybe not so much 32, but a few of them losing them a Super Bowl. So, like, that's the human element. That's what we have. That's there. You want to take that out completely? That's fine. I mean, look, SoFi Stadium got like 15 million 8K cameras. They got 4K all over the place. They can see every goddamn thing. I think I saw the pimple on Troy Aikman's left cheek on his face. And when they were showing the pictures, like, ridiculous on, you know, I can see which hairs are out of place. But they can't pick up a first down. They can't see. They can follow a little puck all over NHL, but they can't tell me that the ball crossed the plane. So there are things that I get, but we are such, it's 2021, there are such things that we should have in this game that I don't understand that are not being equated. But on the reverse side, I know this is a business, and we are not in control. The money-hungry old whites are, and that's what's going to happen. They don't like seeing that unsportsmanlike shit. That's going to be in. My point or my deal is why does it cost so much? A 15-yard penalty. Let the touchdown count. And now you have to kick it from the 45 instead of the 33 or the you know, the 48. You know, you take 1 point away. It's not like I get it. You know, this is what they want to do. We're going to sit here, beat our drums, and beat the table on some shit that they're probably not going to change. They're going to have it the way they have it. My thing is, why is it so costly? I just don't understand it. Again, to me, holding penalty shouldn't be a 10-yard penalty. That should be a 5-yard penalty at the spot of the hold, and you repeat the down. Like, 10 yards, that's just a killer. 15-yard penalties for tapping the, you know, they have this rule on the punters. You have a 5-yard hit the penalty, kick the leg that's up in the air, and you have a 15-yard penalty, kick the leg that's on the ground. If I see a defensive end coming in, and he's got his hand waving in the air like he's trying to bat the ball down, it just so happens to come down, and that quarterback takes a step forward and hits him in the head, that's a 15-yard penalty. That ref should know that's just a down. It was an accident, but that's the rule of the game. 5-yard penalty. You don't repeat the down. You know, the result of the play stands, a 5-yard penalty, and you move on to the next down. I feel like there's so many ways that you can still police the game that you want to police as an old white that's grumpy and get off my yard, but you can not make it so costly for the team. Taking off the touchdown for the Giants, taking off the touchdown, I think it was for the Cardinals, taking off another touchdown for the Chargers, taking off a touchdown. Those are all dumb ass. I am happy I just scored a 50-yard fucking touchdown for my team to take the lead. I'm a grown-ass man with testosterone running through my whole fucking body. I just did something great that 1,500 people in a country that has 350 million, there's 1,500 people on this rock of the United States of America that can do what we're watching on Sunday, and he's one of them. He could be fucking excited. And the man who tried to stop him, guess what? He fucking could it. So guess what? That guy's got to deal with him, talking shit to him, because you couldn't stop him. So that part of the game, you got to leave it in. But if you want to police it, just don't make it so goddamn costly. Let the touchdown stand. Give it a harder time for the easiest.
I hear all that, and all that is fine. You know what I mean? And I get all y'all grunts. Hold on, real quick.
Nacho just spit the gospel right there. We got to give that man this flower. That was fucking excellent.
Hold on, no.
Beginning
to end. Hold on,
no.
It's like,
word.
I hear that, though, right? I hear it. But at the same time, like, to me, those shits is like, all right, yeah, those shits is blatant. It's like stupid. But the shit that I, like, really can't come to terms and grasp is the roughing of the passer shit. Like, there's one thing to go overboard when you're hitting the quarterbacks, but when a dude is sitting there with his arms up and he just happens to just land on him, like, what else the fuck you expect him to do? And you calling a penalty on him because he landed on the quarterback wrong? That's 15? That's what I'm like, yo, come on, man. And this shit happened not in just in the Giant game. I seen it all around the NFL, bro.
Now,
I get one thing of protecting the quarterback, yo, and I get the Brady rule with the leg shit. I get all of that. But that shit right there, that's what I can't come to grasp on. This man got his arm up and saying, I'm letting go, and because he lands on him, it's a fucking penalty? That's crazy.
And Jake, you're talking about someone who's free, who doesn't have a 300-pound man pushing him in the direction or trying to push him in that same direction because he's trying to make him off balance. How many times have we seen a tackle or a guard turn around and see somebody sprinting at their quarterback and try to get a push on him, push him from the side, and it just pushes him into the quarterback. And because the quarterback already let go of the ball or because something already happened, now that's a penalty because he's rushing him and he gets pushed and lands on him the wrong way. I'm with you, Shakes. That shit is so dumb. I don't understand it. That is the quintessential bubble wrap of the quarterback to where we can't have, and then he's going, hey, it's my guy, but I'm going to talk shit about him. We can't have, Minnesota tackle 12 and break his collarbone because he landed on him wrong, and now we have no number 12. What if that happens to Patrick Mahomes? What if that happens to Tom Brady? We can't let that happen because then what we have, there was a game 2 years ago, Chiefs and the Packers. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, and now it's, nobody cares about the game anymore because it's not Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes. It's Aaron Rodgers versus some other guy. So they are so, so protective of trying to make sure that these quarterbacks are in every game, especially the top-notch ones. And, I mean, look, there's a game that we watched yesterday or last week. Quarterbacks are getting fall on, but they're not, you know, if Sam Darnold getting 230-pound lineman falling on him, no flag. Andy Dalton, no flag. Dak Prescott, tap his head, flag. Aaron Rodgers, tap his head, flag. Tom, so they are going to protect those guys. But the egregiousness of just looking at someone and
right.
You mean to tell me that you've been a referee for 10 years and you can't tell that 200-pound man is not trying to hurt him? You've seen him murder someone on the field and you're looking at him put his hands up and try to pull up his vest going 15 miles an hour? Like, let's be realistic, and if we're gonna let that shit in, police the police, goddammit. Give me a ref on the top in the booth that has a camera and goes, yeah, that's bullshit. He pulled up, no flag.
That's basically what I'm getting at. How involved do you want this to
fact,
be? But they'll slow down the
pace. I think the XFL had that shit. Well, they was policing the police.
There's so much money on this and time. That's what I mean. I want less reviews. I want more human elements. Just make the call, and that's the call.
But they do that for turnovers, and they do that for touchdowns. They don't go look under the booth. There's somebody up there that goes, that's a good touchdown. That's a good turnover. And then if that person goes, I can't tell, then they send it back down to the refs. So why can't we just do the same thing that we're doing right now? All the stupid-ass plays that are 50 yards and above as a touchdown, you're taking away a 60-yard touchdown from Slayton. Let's review that shit real quick because they're going to review it anyway if it looks like he fumbled it. They're going to review it anyway if it looks like he stepped out of bounds. And it's going to be a quick review. There's no changing. That's why I'm saying it could be done. And I know what you're saying. We don't, I'm with you 100%. False start, no false start. I'm not waiting 20 minutes. Y'all lost the game. Get over it. That's human error. Fuck it. Y'all should have put up more points. So that's where I get it. But if we're talking about in the heat of the moment and a call like that where they're going to call up to the booth if it looks like they tackled them at the one, then look at the same thing of the taunting right after that. I mean, we go back. They go back and they look at plays and – they're looking at one thing, the ball was tipped. Okay, this changed the whole thing. That didn't take much time off to recognize that the ball was tipped and shit was done wrong. So I feel as if the NFL knows what they do and do not want to do and don't give a shit because, one, we're talking about it right now, and it's a talking point, and it's going to be a talking point every fucking week, especially when teams like L.A. lose a game because of it. So, I mean, hey, you're going to talk about them, and they're trying to protect the number one asset, which is the quarterback.
But
and to me, it's all
also I put it on the Players Association, too, though. I don't just put it on the owners and agree. And believe me, I am not taking up for the angry, rich, you know, white, old white dudes. Never that. But the Players Association don't help themselves when it comes to their own players. And it's so crazy because everyone is so different, you know, as far as, like, money-wise. So it makes it so super difficult. I get that point because players always argue about that, like, this association doesn't really work the way it's supposed to because the rookie coming in or the third stringer on the team only getting a league average maybe $950,000, you know what I'm saying, is not the $24 million guy, you know. So, but they're their own worst enemy too because they don't come together and set the precedent. Voices are so stronger than what they give themselves credit for.
And you see, that was crazy. Is you would think that in a board of, you know, 30 to 40 old white men, there would be too many Chiefs and not enough Indians. But they seem to be able to get on the same page. One, because I think they got the talking head and Roger Goodell that they can point at and give all the blame to. So fans, you know, the casual fan can look at it and go, oh, Roger Goodell, Roger Goodell, Roger Goodell. But the NFLPA has no, they got no, I would say, one mindset. Now, you don't have to all be blind sheep and think the same way, but they're not all trying to be on the same wavelength and try to get the same things done. Some guys want this, some guys want that. You know, some guys don't give a shit there's 18 games. They'll play 20. Some guys don't even want 15. So it's like when you have those kind of rifts and then you have the other entity, which is the billionaires that don't give a shit because their money's coming in. Even in a down year in COVID, they still made 100 and what? Or a few billion, they didn't, you know, miss a beat. And it's just, that's the life and the lay of the land. And the NFLPA has their hands behind their back more often than not because they can't get on the same page. You got, you know, every guy from every, you know, NFLPA rep from every team has a different thing they're going to say when asked the question. When you ask them owners, they're all on the same page. We want to do this and we want to do that. Again, not all the time. I mean, I'm sure guys are going to be laughing at John Mayer because he, you know, he wanted the taunting penalty and it cost him a game. So those type of things will happen. But my goodness, you have to be able to
You scrap that shit from your whole thing. Was talking about you don't want to see that. It's a game. That's what it's meant for. And I agree with you 100%. You only so once. So one of few people in the world that can do what you do, and you do it, and you work hard at it, and you finally do it in the way that it was meant to be done, and you can't go crazy? Nah, man. Because the other dude saw it has tough skin. I was meant to spend a 6-month deployment on a naval ship or around in a tent with some Marines and some soldiers, and come back out and tell me how you fucking feel. Jesus fucking Christ. What are you doing? Like, but what I was going to say, the injuries, that's another big thing that happened over the weekend. Very, very notable injuries and an abundance of them. T.J. Watt, I mean, the list goes on and on. Beckham was already out. You got some quarterbacks that have done. Justin Fields is now starting. You know what I mean? This, what is that coming from? I truly believe because, and we talked about this before, I'm not going to dig the hole even deeper, but all I'm saying is they're their worst enemies because they cut back on practices, padded practices, because that's what they wanted. So, I mean, they work. I'm not saying that they don't work more or they work less. I'm not in their field or whatever, so I'm not doing what they're doing. So, but I'm telling you.
Hell yeah, they work less, LRP.
It comes out on the other side. When you have these kinds of situations. And so sometimes people don't even have to argue with you. You just sit there and wait because the results is coming. And you can sit there and talk to me till you blow in the face. But we're going to find out in 2 years or 2 weeks how this little argument that you're trying to win is going to help you.
Mm-hmm. That's like I was trying to tell you, fantasy. You next on LP, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
But
But I mean, like, look, I mean, look at
we,
it.
Hold
though.
On before we get
sorry,
to fantasy. Hold on for a second.
No, we ain't got to get to fantasy.
If we look at the injuries, right? The kinds of injuries. Now, I don't know if y'all been paying attention to the actual injury or the fact that somebody's just injured and you like, just damn, you know. Normally, these kinds of injuries don't even take this long. Look at the actual injury itself and look at the severity of it. Like, these dudes is missing 6 to 8 weeks off an ankle, off a toenail, off a thumb, off a wrist, off a shoulder. Like, these injuries are taking longer to heal, and they happen more frequently. They need to start looking into this. They're more frequent and longer to heal. It's crazy.
That could go to a deeper issue on the, I mean, Black Frizzy might, I might strike a chord, but that might go to a deeper issue in the consumption of nutrition that these kids get growing up.
Absolutely.
And now that, you know, their body not being able to heal themselves correctly because they're not taking the proper nutritional steps.
And that's exactly
you
know, these motherfuckers don't be drinking no damn water. All right?
Right.
Yep.
These motherfuckers don't hydrate.
Everything
we know what
is
our body
infused.
Made of.
Everything
so,
is infused.
How
water,
do you heal a
whatever.
Muscle? Say that again?
Everything is infused these days with something. Like,
yep.
Kids don't even drink regular water no more. Like, you got to have Mio. Shit like that.
Yeah, that's what used to be in the regular water was actually, you know, real minerals. But, you know, everything we get now is osmosis and all the crazy shit. So,
yeah, New York.
But people
New York
don't actually like drinking water.
All that
I'm telling you on a daily basis. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I take urine samples on a daily basis. People, you know, specific gravity is so heavy that basically means you're not drinking enough water. So
I'm drinking
people
water
are
right
walking
now.
Around dehydrated just off the rip. So that's just a regular person. So imagine a major athlete that is doing that or has a night out. Couple drinks, just that, oh, I drunk some water, but you don't understand. Anything with 2% sugar is going to actually take that water away from you, that 8 ounces, 16. Caffeine as well. So, you know, that's a part of it. And when I'm listening to the presser for Gallaudet, that's one of the things. I got to learn how to hydrate better. Motherfucker, you should have known that. But that starts with breeding. That starts in the household.
That's some bullshit. And let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, I mean, look at it, like the way it is. What do we see on the sideline? Do you see a water bottle? I see Gatorade bottles.
Man.
I see Gatorade cups. I see Gatorade shit all over the place. I don't see one fucking water bottle. And when I see those guys holding the water bottle, shaking it at people, and then they got to squirt it out, it don't look fucking clear. It's red. It's blue. It's orange.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
They're not drinking water
confused.
During the game.
Right. Yeah, they're not because they know they're already
bro.
Dehydrated. So
always.
A lot of these dudes, if
always
they're not already getting the IV, they're giving them extra electrolytes on the sideline. You'll see some of them with a special bottle with some color in it. You know what I mean? With some tape around it.
I was
going to
say, I don't think they're drinking Gatorade either, but yes.
No, they're drinking straight electrolytes. Now, not the regular.
Hell no. That shit like methadone.
Yeah.
If they sipping on the sideline, you got to drink that shit like a straw. That shit thick like soup.
I always thought they was moving the chair. I don't know why this is funny that y'all talking about the water bottles on the sideline because I was sitting by myself. Nobody was around. Didn't share this with nobody. I was watching the game by myself. And I don't know how many people I kind of paid attention to that was trying to give motherfuckers something to drink. They motherfuckers
and they just
shit.
Refused it. Right.
And
they
didn't take it.
I'm like, yo. Waving an email that squeezes
somebody. With a couple of
I need
bottles,
Bobby Boucher,
so I'm like, how you not
right,
going
Bobby
to
Boucher.
Recognize
your LLP.
That the water ain't better. Offering your ass a drink, and you just fucking ignore me? You look dead at me. Like, nah.
Don't
LLP
is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah,
squirt that shit all
yeah,
over. I squirt that shit all over. Yo, it's so crazy. And it's always one of the female trainers, right? And she has this thing that she holds in her hand. And I think it can hold up to about 12 bottles. It's like a little metal rack with a handle at the top.
Like and you notice they always say, nah,
yeah,
I'm good.
I saw it.
Yeah.
And
they always say,
nah, they
like
a lot of them.
Holding her if they on the field, they just they give it straight.
Just grab the
they on the field.
Water,
when, they, when they come off the field, they be mad as hell. They don't want to drink the water.
Right.
They don't want to do shit.
I'm talking about
shake
you
them
know,
off.
When
nah, I'm good. Yo, E, listen.
She'll walk over and they'll push her hand away. Or they'll shake their hand no. or whatever, or shake their head no. She like,
no,
you
I
sure
have seen
you don't want this?
Someone with a contraption around their waist with two poles into, like coming from their rib cage to their arms, like motherfucking Jesse from when he fucking crashed his bike and shit. Motherfucker was just walking around. Y'all remember when the motherfucker had the cast on and shit and he couldn't do nothing? Motherfucker,
yo,
looking
the,
at him crazy.
Hip.
Y'all remember that shit, right?
The
they had a contraption like that, bro, where the
contraction.
Motherfucker just held the bottle. They didn't even have to reach down. They didn't have to reach up. That shit was height level to their hand. They just walked by and snatched the shit out of the person's hand. I said, how lazy is your ass got to be? I'm serious. You brought that up. I thought of that at a college game, man.
Right.
Yo,
like
a diabetes
pump. Straight up and down be like, I'm good.
That's
even in
crazy.
Practices, I saw in Giants
crazy
practices with the little miss chick who was walking around with the little shorts on that had the little water bottles. They all had their little tape on it with their names on it so she knew who to go to. And she had it right there at the squeeze position perfectly so she could do her thing. Obviously,
he,
she had
he wanted a drink.
I drunk for them. First of all, the way she put her hands around the bottle made me just a little bit thirstier and thought about what was going on. So I'm like, okay, she got the skills. I'm thirsty. Not like that, but since it's a woman, I don't even got to say pause. She's just going over there like, you need this? They like, nah. Even when look at them big blue practices. You're going to see them refuse it. It's crazy, bro, what's going on out here. Like, I tell you what, though. And Tyrod is hurt, too. So who's the dude that's going to be playing in Houston, LRP? Help me out.
Davis Mills, bro, from Stanford. The kid is nice.
Okay. Yo, it's like Tyrod Taylor's just cursed, B. It's like
he's
cursed.
I like Davis Mills. I think he's going to be all right.
I just hate the fact that Tyrod Taylor's career is going like this. Every team, there's an injury every year, and he has to sit down. Every year. 3 years in a row. Cleveland, the Chargers, and now Houston. 3 years in a row, Tyrod Taylor been benched for something, either an injury or something.
I saw that play where he pulled up on his hamstring. He was doing well, too. They were playing.
Yo,
what's
crazy is,
bro.
Yo,
competitive.
I don't know what's up with the dude, man. Like, I just feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah. Good coach.
You mean the one who to get a 3rd and 10 to make it 4th and 2 and then punt it? You mean that guy?
Yeah, he made a mistake there. That was a blunder.
Listen. The head coach of Houston declined a penalty that would have made it 3rd and 10 for a 4th and 2 and didn't go for it and kick the ball.
Yeah,
see,
that was a
blunder. That's the Garrett does shit like that right there. There's Gason right there.
I don't have amnesia, and a lot of these radio people sound like they had amnesia today and act like that shit wasn't similar to a veteran Hall of Fame Pro Bowl coach that made a bonehead. I mean, I get it, but they still almost won that goddamn game with a blunder like that. So regardless of that, he's doing something right. The team is playing together. Him and Levy Smith are doing fan-like, but they still who they are. But a lot of teams, I mean, you put them up against Jacksonville and Cincinnati, I might pick Houston. You know what I'm saying? So they're not the worst team, is what I'm saying. Is everybody cool because of what they lost and what they did?
No,
even
again,
if you put them up,
I'm with you, LRP.
You put them up against the Browns,
I
think they go toe-to-toe,
which they did.
They did, and they only lost by 3 points in a game that they were, 11-point dogs, I think. So, look, when people talk about Houston Texans going 0-17, they're already 1-1, so you can scrap that shit and throw it out the door.
I think what the overall consensus was is that team wasn't going to be good. They had all this shit go on with them. They had a lot of guys leave the building, and then you had Deshaun Watson situation. My thing is, like, you had a lot of guys come in that don't know who the fuck quarterback is. You do not have a lot of people in there that were on Deshaun Watson's team because they weren't on Deshaun Watson's team last year. So you got a lot of new guys in there, and then you got Tyrod Taylor, who for all purposes, my God, he is a saint. How he did not take Chargers and how that stadium is not called Tyrod Taylor Stadium right now is beyond me. You puncture me in my lung on a routine thing because your doctor is a piece of shit. I'm owning everything. Anyway, him being able to take the leadership role and just be like, look, this is my team. I know Deshaun Watson, and, you know, he is what he is, but this is my team. We're going to have to do what we do. They go out week one, and they put up points, and they put up a lot of points. You got Phillip Lindsay in there. Do they still have Brandon Cooks? I can't remember. Anyway,
they got a lot of guys down there.
Yeah, so it's like they got some talent. It's not as if it's a wasteland of nothing. And then, of course, you've got the expectations of going 0-17. If I go to work and my boss is like, yeah, I don't expect you to do shit today. Well, fuck, I'm going to do something because you ain't expecting me to do nothing. I'm going to show you I can do something. And then, look, I'm better than what you think I'm going to be. So it's like they already are better than what every single person thought they were going to be. They got one win. So right now, they won the season. They go 1-16. They won the season. They're going to go into the next year. They're going to try to find a QB or some offensive lineman, depending on the Washington situation. And it is what it is. I mean, like, we go into NFL years every year knowing 6-8 teams are just a wash. We know they're not going to win 4 or 5. They're going to be bad, and it's just going to be how bad are they and how are they going to lose. It just so happens that Houston isn't as bad as we thought they were going to be. People thought they were going to be blown out by 30 or 40, but it is fucking hard to get blown out by 30 or 40. Ask the San Francisco 49ers. They had a 20-some point lead on the Lions week 1 and only won by, like, 3 or something like that, or 5. So it's like it's hard in this league to go 0-17. It's like it is to go 17-0. And it's going to be extremely hard for teams to just continually blow another team out, expecting that 52 other men are just going to lay down and go, oh, yeah, we suck anyway. It's just tough.
All right, real quick, let me let on the caller. We got the Lieutenant Ivan as well with us. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What
you
do,
know
bro?
What's going on, bro.
I mean,
come on
you
in
know,
and give the real
here,
conversation.
We sit here another year, another 0-2 start. I really thought they was going to beat Washington. And, I mean, while it was all there for them to do that, at the end of the night, they walked away 0-2. And to me, you know, it bring me to a Bill Parcells quote, you know, where he said, you win close games because you're prepared to do it. It doesn't just come down to luck. And to me, like, that really, you know, hit home because it's like there's a lot of close games in the league. Regardless, you know, the guy jumped off sides, didn't jump off sides. He was flagged for it. It shouldn't even have came down to that. And I think where I'm most disappointed with them this year is the lack of discipline, the lack of focus, all the things that Joe Judge preached about that this team doesn't have, and they don't seem together. You know, there's already problems on the horizon for them, whether it's Kenny, you know, whether it's Tony, it already seems ripples. And I don't know who said it, was some reporter or somebody. They made a valid point. They said this is year two, and last year Judge instilled his program and his beliefs and everything. But now you got new people who weren't here last year. And also, how are people going to buy into that as time starts to go by? Now, it's only 2 weeks, and that game, like I said, was up for the taking. But to me, there's things that I'm seeing, along with the defense not being able to get off the field, making another quarterback look like an all-pro. The pressure wasn't there. Very concerning because the defense, a lot of people thought the New York Giants defense was going to be a top five, top seven type defense. They're not that right now. I don't know if they will be that this year, but they don't look like it. So if you don't even have that, then what do you have? Well, I thought they was going to stand on that this year.
A skinny-ass Patrick Graham.
And Atlanta is not just going to give it up. I mean, they did play the Bucks tough. The final score, not really a reflection of that game, was tough, though. They're not just going to give it up. And to me, you're playing the best quarterback you've played so far. And Matt Ryan is better than those guys. He has a better track record. So it's interesting to see what the defense is going to do against them.
Because I know you got semi-time sometimes and you got to break out sometimes. So we had a couple of conversations, more so chat-wise than audio. So while I got you here, I want you to give me a little bit of your analytics. Now, from the defensive standpoint, where do you see the problems really being at on the defensive standpoint? I heard you mention us not getting pressure, which obviously is, you know, that's it. But when you look at this defense, and if you are an offensive coordinator, what would you think about this defense? Like, what he's doing here.
They're sitting back playing zone in the secondary. That's supposed to be your strength. They're playing zone. They're sitting back. And when you're not getting a pass rush, that's easy to attack. I mean, look at the way Bradbury's looked so far compared to what he looked like last year. You know, is that just last year was just a hell of a year for him, and this is a fall off, or is it the defensive game plan that they're employing? I think they got guys in the secondary, man. They can play more man, you know, defense back there. The zone ain't working for them. Just sit back and hope that the front end gets some pressure and gets some stops. It's not working. 2 weeks is not working. So
facts.
Well, I think there's some talent there. Their approach needs to change. That's on the defensive coordinator, the head coach. I mean, because the head coach is, you know, he got a say in whatever the game plan going to be. They got to discuss it with them. They got meetings. But they can't just sit back against Matt Ryan.
Okay. Now, offensively, Daniel Jones. I know he may not be the guy to America, right? Right? Like, we could just say that. It's okay. He's not the guy right now. But did he do some things that made you just look a little bit closer? That made you say, hold on, wait.
He had a decent game. You know, he didn't play bad. We didn't lose because of him. You know, are there a few times where, you know, I felt, somebody was free and he could have looked their way? Yeah. But overall, for my expectations out of him, he was not the problem. He did fine. They used him. They ran with him, which honestly, when you really evaluate his career and his better games, when he gets mobile and takes it up the field, that's when he's had his better games. So he won the problem this game, you know, but I need to see consistency out of him. I don't want to see that the next week he revert back to week one. And then you're the same
boat. And I'm so happy you said that because that was going to bring up my premise for the entire show, panel, listeners, and whoever else wants to chime in. Now that we've seen his ability to execute plays above the X's and O's, I want to talk about the handcuffing that takes place after that, especially in crucial parts of the game, which we have momentum going in. And we have an interception with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go, and we run our running back into the teeth of the defense two plays in a row and then throw a slant pass, a crossing route, to Shepard, which he drops. And if he would have caught it, it still would have been a fourth down instead of going for winning the game when you have a hot quarterback, you're in rhythm and in sync, and you did not allow him to put the game away. I want to talk about the handcuffing.
And that's on Joe Judge. Overall, throughout that game, Joe Judge, and so far in his tenure, he plays scared football, conservative. Just give me the three. Let's just get the three here, you know, and spots where they need to be attack mode. When Bradberry intercepted that ball, I thought it was over. I said, okay, it's over here. First down, ball game. And then they ran the ball on first down. And I said, I already know what's coming here. We looking at a three and out. And they're going to settle for the field goal. And once they kick the field goal, I said, they're going to let these jokers go downfield and get in field goal range. So, to me,
that is a damn
I
got to
put that on Joe Judge. You're the head coach. You're playing scared football. Once he intercepted that ball, it should have been game over. The defense thought they won the game.
That is a damn shame that you could sit there in your living room and say that before it even happens, because you saw the first play that we ran after the interception. That hurts. That hurts. That you could sit there and say that, Lieutenant.
Why you said right after they ran the first play,
I knew this was a three and out. We were going to kick a field goal, and we're going to let these jokers go down the field and kick a field goal and win the game.
Listen,
that's crazy.
Is it not because they ran the ball?
Do you think if it was an RPO type of run or something, it would have been different? I'm asking Ivan real quick. Maybe.
Hold on for a second, fellas. We talking over each other, not to each other.
No, I was talking. Jumped in front of me, so I was just going to say what I said, and I'm out the way. That's all I said. It was how they ran the ball, which we all knew. It was the same daggone offensive set that they had the whole daggone game. They knew exactly what was coming, and they stood no chance against that front four, regardless of all the moving and shaking that Daniel Jones did. It was how they ran the ball. You were supposed to run the ball in that situation to run the clock. Their problem was they went too fast. They went in the four-minute offense when they needed to be in the two-minute closeout offense. And how they ran the ball, they had no penny, they had no power, the shit was all finesse, and it did not work against that front four after they got the first stop. The second play was also a run, which was doomed from the energy and the momentum that they just gave back to them. And you dealing with likes of Chase Young, Sweat, Big Boy in the middle, Davis. Jamin Davis had the shit locked up all daggone game with that damn stupid-ass running play, and you still did it.
They should have ran Danny Jones. It was working. They didn't stop it all game long.
RPO, let me say this. RPO would have tore them up right there on that first down play because they stacked the box knowing it was coming. And they lined Saquon up in the shotgun. Once he's in the shotgun, they know it's a running play for him. That's why Jamin Davis was over there to help out on the first level. And that's why Landon Collins was right there to help out on the second level. And you saw the bunch formation that they was in at the line of scrimmage defensively. If he would have faked that handle to him and took off, it would have been on.
They've been chasing that dude for 95 yards, man. 95 yards to chase this dude up and down the field. That's the equivalent of what Lamar Jackson did last night with a little bit better, more finesse and jazz. But they've been chasing that dude for 95 yards. And they've been chasing daggone the other Shepherd. That deep, even if you would have did that, I would have been more satisfied than what they did. But you sit there and didn't have a fresh block because he didn't really get the play. And you put him behind Penny, you should have had Rudolph, you should have had all the beef on the daggone field, gassing those dudes out because they're already tired anyway from chasing the daggone dude all up and down the damn field. Daniel Jones was killing them.
I just don't feel they trusted Daniel Jones in that spot. You know, they can say anything they want after the game. They can say what they want before the game. But to me, those are the moments where I want to see you trust your quarterback. Go out there and win this game for us. is there for the taking. Just go win it. You know, and last night you saw it with Lamar. You know, they could have punted that ball. They would have punted that ball. Good night. You know, Patty Mahomes would have got him in field goal range. They would have won that game.
Let's talk about what that does actually for him as a quarterback.
Real quick, hold on. When he asked him, and I'm going to go ahead, you pick up right there, but when Harbaugh went out there and said, Lamar, you want to go for this? I'm going to say, hell yeah. All right, let's roll. Yo, best moment ever. I don't give a damn. That shit was dope. I love that.
Because what would have happened if they punted that ball, Chase? Come on. What would have happened?
We know we know what would have happened. You don't give Patrick Mahomes that. You know what goes on in that. Them boys get focused in them times, and you don't want to play with that. So you keep the rock away from them like you did. But for us, you know what that does for Daniel Jones? He has a 5-0 record in his mind. He is ultimately confident. He shakes off the loss from last week to show everybody, yo, I can get it done when I need to. We're 1-1 with a division win, and his confidence is super high coming into the game in MetLife, where Ring of Fame ceremony is going to be at the same time, when the emotions and the crowd and all of that going to be sky high. You come back and do that when it comes to something like that. And a young guy like that in his third year, yo, you shoot his confidence through the roof, man.
Through the roof. That's the turn. That's my fucking stop. It's shit like that to make America go pain in the ass and shit. But that shit right there can turn him into a star. You go out there and
His mind. You elevate his mind. And that's what good coaches do. They don't just elevate your play on the field. They elevate your mind. And when your mind is elevated, your play is elevated. Your rhythm is up. You're comfortable. You're confident. You're going to deliver the ball where you need to deliver it to. That's the difference between making and breaking a player and helping a player help himself. We don't have that in this organization. And I believe
You know what I don't know inside of the intricacies of the Giants coaching staff and their offense? You know, if Daniel Jones has the ability to just audible out of shit, because I don't see it often, but when he saw the way that defense was lined up, and I don't know if he has the autonomy to do it, he should have audibled that damn team out of that run play.
He was doing it all game, Oz. He was audibling out of plays all game. He just becomes a robot for them, man. I think he's too scared to take over because he hasn't never had to do it before. When you're losing, you don't take over. This was his time where he could have said, you know what, I don't like that play. They playing up, the box is stacked, they got the safety up high, we need to just handle this and let me strike, you know, or call a hot route or something, or a crossing route or something beyond. He could have did something, but he's just not that guy, man. He doesn't have that Brady, Mahomes, that attitude that pushes his coaches out the way because he's better than what they think and they respect him. He doesn't have it, because he was doing it all game. He was calling that defense out all game. He was putting them boys in the right spot all game. At some point, he pushed Nate Solder over to the right position with his hand, literally. Nate Solder was out of position. He walked over and moved his ass over and came back to the huddle. The formation, excuse me. Like, it really happened, bro. They don't have the confidence in him. And, again, this is my last conversation for this, and I'm moving it out of the way. Jason Garrett, as I refer to as Gason Jarrett, is an executioner of the executor. He's an executioner of the executor. He's a second-string quarterback who does not know how to win in this league, and he's taken everything from a kid who could possibly learn something better than what he has to offer. And that's what it is. He doesn't have the mind of a winning quarterback.
You know, the thing with Jason Garrett, overall, like I said, I can't – this game I can't put on him because if a couple receivers bring in a couple passes, I mean, the Giants potentially could have scored 40 that night. So I can't put the game on him in the sense that the points were there. They were there. We had 29. We should have had easily 40. But I'll say this. Judge could have said he didn't want to bring him back. I got to put that at his feet. He could have said, I don't want him back.
Why is Freddie Kitchens here?
I don't know.
See, that's what I need to know.
He's supposedly the tight ends coach.
But I will say this, though. There's a lot of other coaching staff.
Okay.
There's a lot of coaching staff that got former OCs and DCs on the staff position-wise, and even some coaching staff that got 2-3, you know, head coaches on there or people that served in that position. So, you know, why did they ultimately bring him in? I mean, yeah, as a position coach, but, you know, was there any other motive to that? I guess we'll find out.
I think it is a motive, and I think that if the New York Football Giants lose to the Atlanta Falcons, we're going to see some type of move, either if it's an offensive problem or a defensive problem. You can't tell me you're going to let Patrick Graham, the skinny Patrick Graham, come into this Atlanta Falcons game and run that same zone bullshit. Do not get it twisted. Ridley and them boys know how to get the rock and handle their business. You're not going to want to play like that with them. You play with Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley like that, and Matt Ryan is going to feast. You play zone against them two kids and watch what happens.
Tampa Bay did, and they gave up 25 points, switched it up, and then they shut them down.
Yeah, but you got to realize something, too. We're talking Tampa Bay, which in all three facets of the game is at the top level right now, and they know how to cover for their secondary if they're not having a great game because they can get to a quarterback, move him out of the pocket, pressure him at the line of scrimmage, and get – they got wolves over there, bro, and their linebackers are demonic attacks. Levante David and Devin White is demonic attack, bro.
No, but
my
point was that my point was that they did play zone at the beginning of the game. Maybe not like full on as much as I think they did, but they played a lot. And that's where Kyle Pitts and Calvin really got into them. They were, what was it, 25-28?
Yeah.
It seems like the defense switched up. They went up to a lot of man, and then that's when JPP and them boys started eating, and then it was 41-25 before anybody knew it. So it's like –
And guess what?
You
know
you
who's over
learn
there.
Throughout the, that's a
you
process
know
in the game
though.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, you know who over there, Nacho. We all know Todd Bowles is a monster. We know what's up.
Yeah, it's like practically the same coaching staff that was in Arizona that I think went, you know, all the way to the NFC Championship game. So it's like they already have the continuity on the coaching staff that they've had from beforehand. So I get it. It's kind of like an unfair, you know, comparison. But my point is being is like teams, even though they are the top echelon teams, they were doing the wrong thing. They were giving up points. They ended up changing it up, and then they switched it up. So it's like you can start a game off doing the wrong thing and then figuring it out throughout the game and switch it up and take over. Not necessarily mean you're going to go out there and put up 41 points and beat everybody's ass, but there just needs to be some kind of adjustments made. That's all I'm saying.
And I'll say this.
Go ahead, LRP, and then you ask.
Oh, I was just saying, I hope Graham learns his lesson from last week because he showed the inability to do that. He did not change. He went zone literally the whole game. He went man at the very, very end. I think it was the last series. By then, it was too daggone late. So, but even in the Bronco game, he showed an inconsistency to change at halftime or adjust. So these are just insane things.
I don't get it, bro. I never for the life of me could understand how you played a whole 60 minutes, got your ass whipped, and then go out and run the same thing against a team that actually has better, you know, better defensive and offensive schemes, in my opinion, and execute a little bit better, regardless of it being Fitzpatrick or Heinicke. We're talking about wide receivers that tear zone up. Deami Brown and Terry McLaurin tear zones up. That's what made them so good in college, that they were zone busters. And you just still allow it to go down even until the halftime of this game. So that means you allow six quarters to be the same person. You was the same guy for six quarters. That's inexcusable, bro. That's inexcusable.
All I'll say is this was supposed to be the soft spot of the schedule. Not saying that they would beat these teams, no question about it, but if they were going to get right, it was supposed to be in the first four games of the season. Because when I look at what's coming up after that, when you got a mixture of the Chiefs, the Panthers, the Rams, the Rams are a Super Bowl contender, believe that, with Stafford on the center. And they got another tough game in there.
Don't they got Tampa Bay in there?
They got Tampa.
I don't think it's Tampa.
They got Tampa Bay in there.
Yeah.
Then there it is. I mean, you know, it's just gonna get brutal. And I don't even want to think about what that Chiefs game gonna look like. I will say this though. The first two games, the game against Washington, the O line held up. They held up.
They did.
You know, I will say that they did get that man time. He went under siege.
Brethren did.
You know, some of that could have been scheme.
Brethren did a good job. Bryce did a good job.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about Brethren.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Not right now because I was speaking, but we gonna get into Brethren.
It could have been scheme, you know, but, you know, it's only going to get tougher, man. And I feel like deja vu. That's it. Deja vu.
And the reason why they run blocking sucks is because you're not running any fucking power.
Right. Right. That zone scheme is doo-doo.
It was good. They held the pocket, pass blocking. I got no problems there. I like the way they moved. But you got to get your fucking running game going, man. And you're fucking killing somebody who's fucking dope as shit back there. You're killing them everywhere because you're not fucking doing it right. You're not doing it right. Like, motherfucking trying to do a thing.
Yo.
Fuck it all up, man. Run
the
hat on the damn
first time,
hat. Move them people
for the first
out of
time,
the way
he got
and
frustrated
put them
with
Penny. Or even single
Keep
back, but at least put a hat on a hat. Shit.
He can
go out of single back. He can go out of single back.
And he can
put
go
a fucking under, hat on a hat and
right.
Put some tight ends out there. Put Smith and Rudolph. Fuck if you know if he coming or not. Put a hat on a hat. This old trickery and this motherfucker go that way. When you running the ball, run the ball. Play that trickery shit for after you've been successful running the ball. Then you can start doing that shit.
Our quarterback is our lead in Russia, something that nobody ever thought about or cares about. He's our lead in Russia. Nobody thought Daniel Jones would be the lead in Russia for the New York Giants after two games. He's our lead in Russia. And he would have had over 100 yards if that run wasn't called back for the penalty. He would have had 117 yards rushing.
Joe
and,
Brady.
And over 300 yards in the air.
Deuce Staley would have this fucking offense rocking.
Yo, forget it. Forget it. What's the OC for the Chargers? What's his name? Yo, he is about that. Yo, the OC for Houston, for the Texans.
I don't know him either, but he is nice.
Yeah,
too.
But he, yo, these guys, like I said, I know what it is. You guys know what it is now. We're playing 1980s football. We're playing 1980s football. Heinicke had well over 285, damn near 200, 300 yards, and you put the ball back in his hand, knowing you weren't getting no pressure, and you took a risk. Knowing it didn't happen in 58 minutes, and you took a risk. 58 minutes of failure, and you believed in yourself for two more minutes, and look what happened to you. That should be enough to end this zone scheme. Put Adoree and James where they need to be, which is pressing on the line, disrupting the timing of these receivers' routes. Cut the zone BS out, and that would allow your defense to get pressure. This secondary is going to help the front seven get pressure. The front seven is not going to help the secondary. Let's get that out.
And that's the part that's killing me. They got a Jim and Darnay Holmes, I admit, to shakes. I like Darnay, bro. If they had those dudes pressing man coverage and you had Darnay lurking, even if you had him lurking, even that's the part that I don't understand. There's no rules to say that you can't have the middle of the field zoned out, but the edge man. Like, you can do that schematically. I mean, do they even know that?
We used to do it with Jackrabbit. Perry Few used to do that with Jackrabbit. He would have Jackrabbit man-to-man and everybody else in the zone. He used to do that all the time with him. You see him bumping and grabbing.
Because you leave it open like that.
Yeah.
If you got your two corners playing back and playing zone, then they're on the way back. If the dude cuts like he was doing and sitting in the middle, then you got your slot out of position. It's like unstoppable, which it was. Terry McLaurin, Dommy Brown. And he would have caught more, but he dropped a couple.
Right. But
Dommy Brown is dope.
The thing. I don't understand, and remember, that's my son. We talked about him, but we'll get into that another day. I don't understand what you don't understand. You have enough film, right, to look at for two games by yourself. Like, Patrick Graham could sit in front of the TV by himself with a bowl or whatever it is that's keeping him skinny and say, okay, I'm doing this. Damn, I keep doing this? Okay, something is wrong with me. Why am I not? Oh, damn, I'm just going to keep on. He has 120 minutes of bad film. What more do you need? It's like watching your girlfriend cheat and you got a camcorder in your house and she don't know that you got a camcorder. And you watching every move, every stroke. Somebody's tearing something up and it ain't you. Just sit right there and say to yourself, you know what? I need a divorce if she's my wife, or I love her so much that I'm going to keep doing this to myself no matter what. Because that's all it is. That's a perfect analogy, and I wish somebody would try to come up with one better. You're watching your girlfriend cheat on tape.
They need to run the lap, bro. Run the lap and do better.
Did you see him get mad at him? Did you see him get mad at them for the first time? Did you see Saquon Barkley yell at the offensive line for the first time?
No, I didn't see that.
He straight up and down yelled at them. He walked to the side. He let them know, and you could see what he's saying with his hands, talking about open up some holes. Hold your block, meaning this, hold your block. Hold your block. Don't get the initial hands on. Finish it up. Follow through. He's letting them know, hold your block, and he's opening his hands from his palms away from, you know, to the air, like opening
up. You saw it last night. You saw it last night with Latavius, right? Baltimore running, it was a play that he ran, and I think Latavius or Williams, that he cut it out instead of cutting it in, and they had a lane right there for him. Why they run that shit right back? They did the same exact play, and they said,
and
next
Latavius
time, go up
this
way,
the end zone for the touchdown. Am I right?
This shit was beautiful. I don't know if that was a test. No, I think that was just
think,
a first down. But it was a play that they ran. It was a sweep left or whatever. You know what I mean? It was a power outside zone, and they had it blocked up schematically perfectly. It was a hat on a motherfucking hat, and they created a lane for him. But Thorson, he got outside the block, and Thorson got him. And it was only like a 2 yard game. And Tony Romo was like, yo, if he would have did this, that would have worked. Not Tony, whoever motherfucker was calling the game. But they ran it right back. They ran it right back. Got 13 yards out of the shit.
It was Chris Collins' work.
Barkley's a whole nother All I know is the man got 23 carries for 83 yards on the season, and 41 of those 83 happened on one play.
See? That goes to tell you something right there. That you, once again, cannot
block. Yeah,
there's
nothing wrong with him. There's something
wrong
with you.
There's
something wrong with you because they are not doing that shit right. They are not doing it right. Not going to give me the belief that this kid is not. I've seen it. I know it's there.
And I'm going
to give a perfect
example.
They're not doing it right.
I'm
going to
give you guys a perfect example.
They're giving them this pitch count. They're not doing it right.
Y'all ready? LRP, this is to your point and Ivan's point. The first game with New Orleans, did you see how Alvin Kamara could not run the ball? Did you see how he couldn't run the ball? Because they were not doing it right. And we all know ain't a damn thing wrong with Alvin Kamara. You see what he did the next game? You see what he did? He changed the whole blocking scheme in less than
what
a week.
Do? What's wrong with me? Not a point.
No, I'm talking about the scheme. The scheme, like just to fit, like they played phenomenal defense, don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about the scheme, meaning that he didn't block the same way. He's like, yo, we have to get this man in space.
Oh,
we have to get this man a hole. Yeah,
you're
like the blocking scheme.
I'm about to say it.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm talking about the blocking scheme. They just played phenomenal defense on him, bro. They just had they had his number. Like, it was nothing he could do.
I had me looking at fucking Singletary that day. I was like, what the fuck?
They didn't just lock it down. They played a great game. From that standpoint, it's like they knew their play calling. But he had holes. It was just as soon as he got through one,
the
or was slithering around.
I gotta shoot
dead.
Back at you though on the Alvin Kamara thing. This is what I gotta shoot back with you at. I got 4 years of seeing Alvin Kamara do what he do, and be special out there on that football field for the Saints. I got 4 years worth of film. I don't got 4 years from Barkley.
Okay, so hold on. I just got to ask a question. Let's move away from the quarterback. Josh Rosen is dead. We get that. Because I know that's a little bit from that. But we're going to talk just two running backs. What can Kamara do that you feel Barkley cannot do? That's how I got to ask.
But it don't work that way. It's what you have done. So this is my thing. If you sit there, and I'm not saying he's without talent, but if this season continues the way it's going for him, at the conclusion of the season, when it's time to pay him, are you giving him the contract that him and his agent are probably going to be asking for? Are you giving it to him?
Well, of course
not.
That's
what
not,
it boils down to. It boils down to production,
be,
not,
you know, production,
not
right.
Your potential.
It's a little unfair all around the board, but I'll keep it on Kamara because I just don't want to say the Saints having a quarterback, a wide receiver, just an all-around defense and a team itself. It would factor in if we got that far, but just talent-wise, I think Kamara would be going through the same thing Barkley was going through if he was here, and I think Barkley would be having the type of success Kamara has if he was in New Orleans.
I mean, there's
that's
no way for me to know that.
Right. But we see what's going on
as far as him struggling with the Giants, probably so. Because when you're a bad team and you've been bad year over year, then people don't look the same in your system, maybe the way they look in other systems. And I take it to, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, he got sick. He had a lot of stuff with the Jets, but it just didn't look right. They ran him out of town. He over there with the Panthers through two games. He's looking really fucking good with the Carolina Panthers.
And
he's looking
this.
Like a first round quarterback.
I think Shakes as well. If I don't want to just put people in the conversation. I said this the moment he got traded. I said he is going to look like a totally different person because of the personnel around him, because of the talent that you could already see here and there, but because of what the Jets were and the organization is. I said once he leaves, he's – and I always use Ryan Tannehill, Ivan. I always use Ryan Tannehill as my example because in Miami, they were calling for his head. He was ostracized by the media. He would have these games where you could see the potential with him, but they would always talk about the talent not being around him or nobody being afraid of Ryan Tannehill. And he was also beat up for 4 years when it came to Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, and the AFC East. So once he left, he comes to Tennessee. They give him the best running back that we probably – he's going to be arguably one of the greatest, if not right now, even in his career. They give him a line. And the play calling and the system fits him so perfectly that we can actually say he is a
I get your point. And Tannehill may not be the best example in the sense that I don't feel he's more skilled now. I don't think he was ever. I think he's a mediocre quarterback who landed in a great spot. So, but I'm talking about talent wise. I thought Darnold had talent. Like, can sling that thing. And with the Jets, it was just utter disaster. Utter disaster.
Yeah.
And now you
yeah.
see him. So could potentially Barkley, of course. If I put you around really good talent, great talent, then, of course, everything opens up for you to thrive, right? I mean, hell, you put him with the Chiefs and you got Pat Mahomes at quarterback, you know, then, of course, it's going to look different, you know. But what I'm saying is for the New York Giants, if things continue as they're going, they cannot pay that man the type of – and, you know, maybe his price has gone down. It might have gone down. I don't know. But if it's gone down, okay. But if it hasn't gone down, they're not a team who – and this is not about the draft – of Rosen or whatever. This is not about that. This is right now. Right now where the franchise stands. You know, you don't have – you're not in a position to pay the running back the type of money that potentially, if you want Zeke-type money, when you're a team that is probably going to be coming off, I don't know what it's going to be, 15 wins in 4 years, 3 years, whatever it is. I don't know what the number is. You know, you, if we're looking at a 5-win or 4-5-win team, they can't do it. That's my premise. It's not about the draft a couple of years. I'm talking about right now. Unless the price went down, you get him on a humble deal because he wants to show the rest of the league, and you get him on a short, you know, 1 year, 2 year, whatever. 1-2 year playoffs, I don't know. You know, then okay. But otherwise, they can't do it. They can't do it because he's not elevating above the O-line. So you're going to do what? You're going to bring him – first off, I don't think Gettleman's going to be making that decision. So I think he's gone after this year. So I guess we just have to wait and see who's coming in. And if somebody asked me on social media, they say, hey, what if they hand the reins over to Abrams? I said, if they hand over the reins to Abrams, I promise you I will be done with the New York Giants for the foreseeable future. Because at that point, I would feel like they're not taking this thing football serious. And if you're not going to take it serious, why am I going to invest my time in you? So hopefully that's not the game plan. I know they've talked about it. I know we heard those rumors. They need to get
somebody that doesn't happen
outside
either.
The organization.
I pray that doesn't happen.
No, you can't
either.
Do that. You're going to bring an accountant in and give them the reins? You can't do
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say Abrams is a money man. He's a math guy.
He's an accountant.
Like, yeah, you don't. I don't understand that. I don't understand. But see, that's the type of organization that we have. That we even talking like this. We lost when we lost DaCosta, and we lost when Coughlin walked out the room. That's how it happens in my mind.
Can somebody explain to me? And I haven't been on with you guys. Can somebody explain to me why we took a wide receiver in the first round? Why we do that?
Good goddamn question. Ask Shake.
I got the answer to that.
Because he got
I got the answer to that if you really want to know. because Dave Gettleman wanted to try to act like he was a modern-day GM making modern-day moves when he blew exactly what it was that was necessary and needed that he's been preaching about this whole time. You want to play cat and mouse like that? You wait till the second round when all that talent is still on the board at wide receiver and could have got one of them guys who would have helped this program out from day one, even for the second and the third round. You get that guy there, yeah. Rashard Slater. You shore up this line, and then you play around.
Yeah, and this is not that's not a shot at the man having no catches through two games. He could have had seven.
It's not his fault.
Two games. I'm asking the same question. You know, I'm asking the same question. Was this an anticipation of, you know, maybe, you know, Shepard won't be here next year? I don't know what his contract situation is. You're not going to give him a third contract? Or, like, what was the anticipation there of not getting a guy like Slater, who many people that I respect, you know, said that this kid is the real deal? In fact, some said they thought he was the better O-lineman in the draft.
Out of
everybody available. And he was sitting right there. He said, come get me, New York. Like, he was right there for them, and they said, nah, we'll pass.
Fell right to us once that third quarterback went off the board. As soon as the third quarterback went off the board, that kid was right there.
Solder shouldn't even be on the field.
The original plan, which was him as a swing tackle, he should be quality depth. They absolutely fucked up. This dude absolutely needs to be fired. That shit was a trap. You're not getting, I'm done. I can't go back there. That was a dark-ass place. I ain't going back. Nah, that's terrible. That is fucking...
On draft night, I turned off the TV. I turned off the TV on draft night. I did. I turned it off. I don't know what happened until the next day for the rest of that round.
Well, I'm telling you what happened.
But he got two first.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit,
right,
man. And he still fucked that up. He could have had the same amount of picks as the Jets did. He could have had the same amount of picks as the Jets did. Two first, two second. He fucked that up. And now this kid is about to start for them. You say, you listening to me? This kid is about to start for them now. Their money maker, their breadwinner. Fuck what he did when he came in off a whim for old boy, the rare rider or whatever the fuck. Next week, watch.
And trust me, what we got in return, it's already what we have. It don't matter. So we're not going to start that conversation up.
There's no value
what we
here,
do. What,
he,
what we got in return for what he did,
die, man.
No way. No way. What we got for what he did, no way. No way. No way. Chicago ain't got the nerve to call them.
On top of everything that you did, you could have shored up your line even with that expectation. You would have been able to get a wide receiver and a lineman, and then you would have been able to get another guard in the second or third or fourth round. And this line would have been...
Don't do it, LRP. Come back to me, bro. Don't do it.
Let me say this. You know, and I apologize for going back to the draft, right? Let me say this. Because I want to leave on a positive. And I told myself I got to be more positive. I'm going to say this, right? I think with Ingram coming back to that offense and some of the things that I've seen, it was there in on display against Washington, some balls that these guys will, you know, normally probably going to come down with. And Ingram coming back into that offense, I could see another nice offensive game against the Falcons. I can see, even though they're 0-2, I can see them winning that game. I think they're capable of putting 30 up against them easy. And hopefully Ingram is the same guy who was in the preseason. He was looking good. So I'm going to leave on that positive note. There were some good signs offensively. I got to believe that Patrick Graham is what he showed last year and is a capable defensive mind, and he'll make the necessary adjustments on that side of the ball because there's talent on that side of the ball. I can't see them continuing to play the way they have. You know, I'm looking at a complete performance against Atlanta and a double-digit win. That's what I'm calling for. Now, I won't probably be around. It's looking like we're going to the hospital on Wednesday. She's going to be induced Thursday morning. So, you know, keep us in your thoughts. You know, they just said, you know, they saw a couple things, a little concerning, but not overly concerning. They said, we're just going to get the baby out now. We're not going to wait till October. So gotcha. I'm hoping that as I come home Sunday morning, either Saturday, but I'm thinking more Sunday morning, that I'm coming home to sit down and watch the Giants play their complete game. First time I don't know when's the last time I've seen it. So hopefully that's how it go down. And you guys
real quick, my brother, before you get out of here, is your last four digits still 6112?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm pulling up in Wilmington tomorrow at 8:30. I'll give you a call.
All right, cool.
All right. LRP?
Yeah.
Can I say this to you and try your best? I'm asking for a disclaimer. Because what I'm about to say is about to get real. Try your best not to hurl your phone or blow a gasket. Did you see our sons on the field last night? Creed and Ben? You know our sons was on the field last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to say nothing else.
Yeah. Did you see how many rest you have to add? It's about to happen, man. Congratulations, bro. I hope everything is safe and healthy and happy. But, yeah, man, look. I saw it. That was a hell of a game, man. Yeah. Pat Mahomes is like that, and you can see the baseball background in this game, and I love it. That's why. And say what you want, Shakes. I overheard y'all earlier. Not changing the subject. We're gonna stay where we at with the game. But Zach Wilson got that same background. Kyler Murray got that same background. So if you guys follow my scouting process and how I look at it. I love the fact, and Russell Wilson as well, another guy. I wasn't around back then, but I love Russell Wilson coming out. And that baseball background is a thing when it comes to quarterbacking in this NFL, bro. But these dudes
Can I tell you why, bro? It's the angles that you have to throw the ball on in accuracy in order to make plays from the outfield to the infield when you play baseball. You have to be accurate as hell to throw that ball from the outfield to the infield to catch a dude while he's running around to catch him, to coordinate just so you can get an out. And that may be the difference between winning a game or losing a game. One out.
I don't know why our quarterbacks don't spend time with the train. I don't know if they do, but my ass would be in spring training if I was a quarterback, and if I was a lineman, my ass would be in Japan, fucking with the sumo wrestler.
And you know what? The best wide receivers play basketball because they know how to box their men out in the end zone and take them out body position wise to catch passes. Damn shame.
They beat somebody with their own child.
Huh?
How you beat somebody with their own child? It's whooping, boy.
What you talking about?
I just beat Black Freezy with CeeDee Lamb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Daddy Mixie.
Yeah.
That's mad petty. I'm going to just keep it all the way
through. They coming,
you,
son. They coming.
That's petty wild, son. That's mad.
Coming.
But that's, yo, listen, I can understand victory.
But he's been waiting to say that the whole show. He saw that as Lamar, man. That's stunning, too. He's been waiting to say that the whole show, bro. You could tell. It came out too smooth.
Yo, no, because it's so funny, right? We talking. He like, yeah, I'm putting a bang thing on you, see? So I'm like, all right, yeah, keep talking. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I'm like, all I need is it to get close enough for Lamar Jackson. He's like, oh, you ain't got nobody. And then he looked, and he said, oh, you got who? Look, bro, first of all, right, let me tell you something. First of all, I just said I just beat him with his son, CeeDee Lamb, right? But not only that, do y'all know this man traded me Julio Jones? He traded me Julio Jones. And then I turned around and beat his ass with him. You see what I'm saying? This is what you do.
That was the stupid shit I did this season.
When you in the winner's circle. You understand?
Plus, in this league, there's no damn injured reserve. I was like, how the hell did that happen, sir?
Yeah, yo, because I told him, bro, like, he fucked up. He's like, oh, I couldn't change it. I'm like, bro. So the only thing, only one we got is the money league that you can do the IR until next year and shit. So I'm saying, yo, he worrying about everything else that the rules we done came across.
Yo.
Yeah, we came up with the damn rule.
This dude,
put the IRs on there. Yes,
fantasy is like an extension, right, in Shake's life for what he might feel he might have missed in actually being on the field. He's on the field, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all really know this. But we're going to talk about it. Shake's is on the field.
Yep.
He's hiking the ball.
Win,
he's
bro.
Catching the passes. He's running the plays.
I
Yo,
win.
He is dead serious. He believes
I
he's
win,
on
dog.
The field. Yo, yo Friday.
What?
You got to realize
hey, yo, you know what?
Saying.
You know how good
he said,
you got
to
be
just son to beat
for
you.
Everybody to come at you and then they try to stack the deck against you and everything and you
now,
still
I don't know nothing
win,
about
bro.
That. I don't know nothing about
and
that.
And you still win, bro.
Is that true,
you
fellas?
Because
I don't
good.
Know about that.
You that
Is
damn
that true?
Good, bro.
Let me get
no, of course they not going to admit to the stacking of the deck. Of course
okay.
they're not
so
going
now
to admit to that,
not
right?
Admit that.
Of course they're not going to admit to that.
I don't make no rules here, boy.
We all know. We all know. And then they make up rules. No, dog. Black Freezy came up with this whole thing to limit running backs and wide receivers and all that. Don't nobody play fantasy like that. Don't nobody do that. But guess what? We do it now because of Black Freezy. You know what I'm saying? What else? It's so
hold
many
up, hold
rule
up,
changes
hold up.
Because
let's
of
rewind.
These
me and
dudes.
LRP, me and LRP don't
you
know nothing
saying?
About
they
this.
Switch
can we go
up
back
everything.
A little bit?
They switch.
So
no, let me finish, bro. They switch up everything just so I won't win, and I still win, bro. You see what I'm saying? Even with you, E, even with
he
you,
was
oh,
crying.
I don't like the keepers, and,
all
right,
hold
and
on,
I don't even like the keepers,
he's
and all that.
The
and then,
he was crying.
What? No keepers, and I'm still dominating. You know what
I'm saying? I'm feeling
this
great about that. He was I'm feeling
just
great
saying.
About
he was crying. He was crying about
and y'all stack up the deck
hogging
for
all
me
of the running
to lose,
back. So I came up with it.
And I still win.
All right, great. Break that down to me, Freezy, because I want to make
yeah,
sure I got it right.
He's always gonna be crying. He can't help but cry. Just keep crying, boy.
Because I'm just pointing the
so
people.
Technically, what happened was
it out
that man, you just cried it. The whole thing is that he was crying about Roby not doing trades with him, and Roby had damn near all of the running backs. But, you know, it was happening. You know, he was stacking players. Yeah. So. I just pretty much came up with a situation from another league that, you know, they was doing, and they agreed, and this is what we're doing now. And this is the reason
okay.
why everybody can have a team.
I didn't agree.
Right. So basically,
I didn't agree.
So basically
so
you're
you
the reason
I was
why. Hold on, let me make sure I got
outvoted.
It right. So basically,
you
you're the reason why E is getting closer to a championship every year. Like first year made the
yeah.
playoff, last year made
yeah,
the semifinals. So, so
this,
you're the reason why.
Is
e, hold on, hold on, fellas, hold on. I gotta get it
mm-hmm.
right. And you're
it's
also the reason why LRP
can step into the game as a knowledgeable rookie and be successful. That's what you're saying, Freezy, right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay, so I got no problem with what you did. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. I know. Nobody really did, but the crowd did. You know what I mean? It's the crowd.
I don't see how that stacked the deck against me. They just stacked the deck against me. That's all. And they changed the rules up. And even when they do that, I still win. No matter what y'all
really
do, y'all can
like
change all the rules you want to. You can change the limits of the positions all y'all want to. Y'all can do all these things. Y'all can stop my trades. And guess what? And guess what happens? I still win.
Can you do me a favor and talk to your grandfather? Because the deck is stacked against
him. I wish that he took the same energy that I had. He doesn't have it.
Talk to Patrick Graham, too, while you're at it.
He's not a winner.
He's not.
I win.
Talk to Graham.
Ain't that right, Black Freeze?
And out of real respect, yo, real quick, let me get out the way.
What?
Yo, do y'all
you
think that Patrick Graham might
take
be
that
good,
L, bro? Boy. Take that L, talking all that shit.
You need to relax in the system, boy.
Take that L.
Yo,
take that L right on the chin. Pow.
I'm serious, and I don't mean to discredit Take's win or anything like that, because he won, so we can get that out there.
I got you next week, too, Black Freeze. You get some revenge.
What's that up?
Y'all think that Patrick Graham is sick, bro? I'm just asking. I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm not being funny enough.
I think LRP's fantasy team is sick, though.
I'm gonna go on because that ain't right.
I'm tired of you, Texas.
That
ain't
right.
I'm tired of you.
You talking crazy. You talking crazy. I'm not even gonna say nothing. He just said I'm
marathon, bro.
I'm a
marathon.
He can talk. I ain't facing him, but wait till I face him. He's still nervous.
I wonder where.
Nervous.
I think like if the the list of victims had a bench, right? Like if it was a bench where they all sat, right? I feel like Nacho would probably want to sit next to J-Rock because you know how Nacho is. He just want to, you know, just be all over J-Rock and his fans. So he would want to sit next to J-Rock, right? But see, I would think. I wouldn't know where Black Freezy would want to sit. Like, he probably would want to sit by himself in the corner of the bench. You know what I'm saying? Because he probably feel like he's not as bad as the others. You know? But I just imagine this bench of victims, and then it's like a seat warming right up for LRP to sit right next to Black Freezy.
Yo, y'all,
and this goes for next week.
Y'all,
you're a fan of wrestling, so you can appreciate this. And I appreciate you, you know, trying to put me in the bench. But, you know, just as you try to throw me into the turnbuckle, you reverse that shit. And then you go straight into the motherfucker. And joke's on you because I took the cushioning off like 3 minutes ago. So that shit is open.
Just that.
So enjoy
no,
the gut check.
Just metal right there, and you about to hit it, bro.
You
about to be another victim.
All the way over to the
and
seat
I just,
that you warmed
I just
up want to
know, like, how you feel, like, the nervousness, you know what I'm saying? Because you're like, oh, my gosh, man, now I'm about to be another victim, and he going to talk all this shit for, like, 7 days and shit after he whipped my ass. Like, I just want to know, like, the anxiousness in your stomach in the pit, because I know Black Freezy had it last week. He was talking shit, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna bust that." Because see, that was a defense mechanism because he knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. He knew he was going down, and just like he knew he was going down, You know you're going down. So I just want to know, how do you feel? Is it anxiousness? You got butterflies right now?
I don't feel shit. As a matter of fact, I already got the lineup ready to go. Dude, I'm chilling. That shit is on automation, pal. That's how left I'm worried.
And you think that's
going to
beat me? And you think you're going to win doing that against me?
You see the squad?
The best.
You see the squad.
See, this is why you lose. That's why you can't join the winner's circle.
We'll see. We will see. Like I said, can't wait.
This shit is a real
literally
thing.
Can't wait.
I would hate to.
I would hate to have
money in this. Like, oh my goodness.
And let me say one more thing. LRP, did you got careened on your chip?
Oh no! Oh no!
No!
No! No! No! No.
Game ain't over yet.
Quadruple
on his tub.
Game ain't over yet.
You can beat me? Me?
The game ain't over yet. That dude only scored 163 points.
Bro,
I don't get it in this league.
Bro, he put in the bank. He scary movie splashed on you.
You can say that after this game that I'm watching right now, which Aaron already scored a touchdown. So just relax.
163-80 right now. He is putting all types of things on you.
Oh, how that can change.
Yo,
I already crunched the numbers. I know what this kid needs to do.
Shakes
and
making
Rogers
me mad
very
with sexual.
So
you hear him? Y'all don't hear him? He making me mad. Y'all hear what he's doing. He's making poor statements on purpose. Y'all hear what he's saying? He said he scary movie splashed all over you. Why did that happen? No, I need to know. LRP, I got this. What is the purpose of that statement?
Because he got all of it.
Oh man, he won't stop. This has to end. He's bugging right now. He's bugging.
And Kareem on his job. You were bombed.
We keep that same energy.
I'm losing calories.
Yo, that game is on ESPN. Where that game at?
Oh my god.
ESPN and ESPN 2. Peyton and Eli is on right now.
Yo, I'm trying to. I'm not even gonna play them games up in here. Everybody got that shit.
Why?
Sorry. I ain't paying. The game ain't even over yet. I'm going to keep it up, though, because...
Why? That game is over.
It's not over yet.
I see all the white stuff on you.
Oh, my goodness. Shake.
That's
come on now. Come on now, buddy. Come on. You're going too far.
You got
too far. That's crazy, man. Come on, bro. Like, I love you. Stop.
It's all of the cream.
That's different.
The
you
cream.
Know, oh, no.
The Kareem.
No. I'm out of here.
Yo, Hockenson?
Hockenson. TJ Hockenson.
Did you see that catch?
You know where he's from, right?
Yeah, from Iowa.
Yeah, him and No Offense.
No, him
that's
and
when
No Offense.
That's when we was watching him light it up, bro.
You.
Oh,
yo, man,
that dude was nice.
I had no fan on him. And Kareem on his chub.
He's still in the background tripping.
What do you think? Let me see if he had no fan. Who he beat you with? Oh, no, he got
a bunch of nobody.
A bunch of nobody?
Bunch
and he beat you?
Bunch of bums. His squad is trash. If he do come out, which I don't even think he will. I think
Aaron Rodgers is going to put up 62 tonight or 72 tonight. But either way, you look at that bench, you see the point. You see the points that I left on the bench with all my squads that I lost. So don't get it twisted. Ain't like the brother ain't got the squad.
Hold
they give me this week. You may give me this week, but they ain't over. It's a long season, bro.
Got 10 points right now.
You can celebrate week two as well.
For Aaron Rodgers. For Mama Aaron Rodgers, man.
This man only gave you 10 points, bro. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
You know how much points I got? My quarterback.
Oh, this is crazy. Yo, what's wrong with this dude? Yo, he just went down the line. Oh, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying? This boy. You know how many points my quarterback? Yo, didn't your quarterback play already?
Yeah.
Didn't he play already?
Yeah, he did.
So you talking about the victory your quarterback gave you while this man is still playing right now. And you have no idea what the point is that he's going to tally up. No idea. Oh, man.
Yeah,
what's going on with Green Bay, son?
You know, because he's watching. You know, that's why he's nervous now. He's telling you that he's nervous now. That's why he's worried about my game when all his are already over with. That's the question.
I want to go on the lighter note. Your LP wants to be, I am so jealous. Right now that you live in Houston, bro, this weekend is going, yo, Houston is going to be on fire. Houston is going to be on fire. Summer Madness, Geechee Gotti versus Calico, Kayshawn versus Hollow the Don, Rum Nitty versus Av, I'm sorry, not Av, Arsenal, and Murder Mook versus Reed Dollars, bro.
But yeah, there's no
Houston is
I heard. Crazy. I heard battle rap community is going to be here.
Oh,
I wouldn't
my goodness!
Those joints anyway.
Like
I'm glad everybody else going to have a good time though.
I got you.
We're offered here. Ah, Black Freeze in League 3. Yeah. Oh, so it must be you in League 2.
You know how I move.
Yeah, I know.
Not at all.
I know. I'm just saying it's going to be crazy. Just the you know, the spectacle.
Yes.
It's going to be crazy.
And I'm undefeated. Oh, man. Hey, yo, y'all know I'm undefeated in 2 leagues out of 4? Yeah, I'm good.
Yo, that means you're 2
and 0. Yeah. So, hey, listen.
Yo, that means you're 2 and
0. So, listen. Yeah. So listen, so LLP, you're going to have to face me for the division in League 2, right? You undefeated, right? You undefeated too, right? Or you bum? Yeah, you undefeated. Let's go. The battle of the undefeated, huh? Oh, that's nice. LLP, hell class. I didn't think he was doing that well.
You know what, Freezy? You gonna pick his phone call up this year? I'm just asking. Are you gonna pick his phone call up this year?
He better. He my friend.
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, "Oh, now I'm your friend." What phone call are you talking about now?
See?
What are you talking about?
See what he doing? Nervous as hell.
What is he talking about? Yo, first of all, I don't feel like I'm out the game. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of football to play here. I got 20 points. I got 2 plays. All right? 20 points, 2 plays.
Oh, shit. You trying to come back?
You better stop acting like you don't know. This is football, boy.
Hold up. What your boy doing? Let me see.
Hey, you a man hater. You a hater, son. Nobody want to talk to you.
Jones. Now
you
know
my friend, my ally now.
He got a touchdown.
Get out of here.
Oh, why did he get a touchdown on me? That's not right.
Ooh.
That ain't right. That ain't right. So you still got to get 20 points.
Right now, I'm trying to get a 6-6.
20 points. Still got to get 20, huh?
20 points. A lot of football to play, man. You a hater.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking. I'm personally.
So you really
looking
think Jones can get you 35 points?
I'm looking at my son.
That's
first
what
of all,
you talked about.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
Jones,
getting close. We're getting in there. Come on, Jones. Keep running, baby. Keep running.
He got 15 right now. He can get you 35. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Hey, man. It ain't just him. I got somebody tackling too, man.
I don't care about no darn A-O.
You got 4 points right now. You got four tackles right now. Four tackles. I mean, we just in there.
Hey, yo, Jones, I'm going to need to start scoring, though, boo. Like, what you doing, though?
What happened to all this tone you had earlier? Like, you was, you the ball.
Hey, yo, hold up, bro.
What happened?
Take him out, yo.
Why you gotta hold up, man?
I gotta watch this.
150 to 167, fellas, and it's only the second quarter. What is this dude talking about?
Get out of my face.
You don't want to see that. I won't be checking.
Get him off the field, man.
So let me say this to you real quick.
Oh,
Stevie.
He's still scoring. No, stop. Stop scoring. What are you doing?
Can I say this to you, Freezy?
17 points. Let's go.
So listen,
no,
if Jones
no, it's not
gets into the
Stop.
End zone one more time, then what?
Hell,
what?
Chill, bro. Chill.
Then
if he gets
into
the
end zone one more
then
time.
First of all, Jones didn't do his thing tonight. Because, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He had a horrible game. I'm coming from UTEP. He's going to do his thing tonight.
Chill.
I tried to throw shit. I look at him, that
bro.
Wasn't enough from Lamar. I'm still in the game. I got two play to shake. No, you did, son.
Bro,
I said, y'all got two plays.
You had to score 40. You had to score 40, bro. These dudes
no,
not
that's how you
40,
felt
yo.
In your mind.
Well, his name
you
is
felt
O-Mu
just like that in your
Watson,
mind, but remember,
that's
I got
crazy.
Two players, bro.
They not giving O-Mu you 40. Wow.
Let me look at the game center. Let me see what
they're
saying now.
They're
saying they're
not giving you
40.
All
right, let's see what happens.
I'm going to need Aaron Rodgers to step it up now, bro. LRP, where your boy?
Yeah, you keep that same energy. Nobody can beat you.
No, handle it. Hey, yo, you don't want to get creamed on your tub, do you?
Nah, don't make this about me.
Creamed on your tub?
Hey, don't
come on, man.
Now you're going to put the arrow on me.
Come on, man. Nobody
need Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right.
Oh,
but...
stop scoring, bro. What are you doing? Stop.
Oh all I do
God,
is win, no matter what.
Oh, my God. I feel it all slipping away. I feel it all slipping away. Oh, my God. No. No.
Let's go, baby.
Get them off the field, yo. What the
nah,
fuck,
cause think about
bro?
It. Soon as they get off the field, then Amos going to score. I hope he get an interception. Because you know God
no, he don't do nothing. I hope he does nothing. Stop.
He already got 4 points.
Scoring. Okay. That's all they need, bro. That's what they get. They get 4 points. You don't need no more.
Sound like you got a little taste of the Chili Willy,
no,
bro.
No, it sounds like
real.
I need Jones
still 2 quarters of football
out,
to play.
Bro. I need Jones
still 2 quarters of football to play. No,
chill out.
You heard me?
Yo,
you better wait for them,
bro. They can't be running no more. They can't run no more.
You waited. You talked
E.
to Sue.
Yo,
tonight is too soon, bro.
Stop the boy. Stop him, E.
I'm not, listen, I ain't got nothing to say, bro. I'm over here watching,
bro,
sipping my tea,
bro.
And he's looking, looking how it goes.
And had a bad coaching week. Because I'm telling you, I already won with Danielle Hunter. I already won. You're
not
bummed,
the boy,
huh?
Bro. If I fucking played that damn Patriots defense, this game would be over right now. God damn it.
And you left Marquise Brown on the bench?
Is that regret I hear? Is that
poor
person? You a bum skiggity, bro.
Yeah, I
thought
you
a whole
bum
out here.
You
I couldn't go wrong, bro. Jones had
a
great game. Lamb had a good game. Shepard had a good game. They all had 100. I couldn't go wrong, bro.
You a whole bum out here.
How about you? How about you, though?
How about you? Bum ass.
What's your wide receiver
doing? Yo.
5 points from your wide receiver. What else? 14.
I left some on the bench.
Debo that you just picked up. Not enough.
Yeah, Debo didn't do shit. I left some points on the bench.
Your bum ass.
But my quarterback did well, and my
all my wide receivers.
My
in double
Kyler
team.
Murray.
No.
My Kyler Murray did just fine. So. I'm be good. I'm gonna be all right.
He sure did. He sure did. Got me whooping ass out of here.
You already know. Russ.
What is going
Patty
on with
Pat?
Jones, bro? Chill this man, bro. Chill this man out. Bro.
You already know. Russ. Nephew Patrick. And
bro,
his son.
You left Daniel Jones on the bench. 50 points on roasting on the open fire.
Yo, we already talked about that.
I
still won, man.
I still know about that.
I still won.
Yeah, for real.
Man,
I had Chase Young.
I'm talking about
Young.
Black.
I saw Chase Young.
I still won.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah, there's some players that
Black
didn't get no points, bro.
Right. Like Antonio Brown.
And it's swing that way.
Antonio Brown
ain't getting
no love.
It's swing that way.
Had Bosa over Donald.
Ooh.
Yo, so what's the rule on T.J. Watt, bro?
Nick Bosa.
Because I got T.J. Watt, and he hurt his groin this weekend.
I got him, too.
You got him.
Do I have to wait?
Nah, if you got him in the championship league, you could just put him on IR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I think I do got him
in the championship league, though.
I don't want to lose him, though, but I don't know what his timetable is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Anything with 6 to 8 weeks, you get dropped because you ain't going to help me when it comes down to it because you still going to be getting back.
You got T.J. Watt on the check.
Yeah, you 6 to 8 weeks, ain't nobody
going
to keep what you here for. That's a heart of the whole situation. That's what gets you in or out of the playoffs. When you get to that 8 to 10 week mark,
yo,
if you ain't already out of it,
no fucking way, bro. What the fuck is Jones doing? He just scored a game, motherfucker. He just scored
another touchdown.
Jones, man.
Who?
Hey, hold on. Oh, my God. No,
you know,
Lord.
And listen, you know when a running back got the hot hand like that, they're going to feed him all night.
They're going to
feed him all night. Look at my sons,
yo,
my brothers, too.
Tell me what Lionel Richie said. All night long.
All night. All night.
These assholes gave
me
30 points, yo.
All night long.
These assholes really gave me 30 points.
Yo, you know you said Ouye before Jodeci?
Oh, my God.
You know Lionel Richie said Ouye before Jodeci?
Oh, my God. I can't believe
it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. Oh, now I'm going to destroy you next week.
Now you're going to jump to
Now you're the main
thing.
Now he's going to jump
to
next week on you. Now he's going to jump to next week. Oh, next week. Yo, it's on
oh
gun.
God.
Man, get the fuck out of here. He was a whole bum in these streets, and I tried to told you, and I told you, son.
40 fucking points. I'm a fucking running back. Can't make these shits up. Can't make these shits up. I'm gonna stop my line right now in your ass. Fucking gotta get my
yo,
damn
waivers,
revenge.
Yo, waivers get processed tomorrow, right?
Waiver Wednesday, boy. Remember
okay.
that. Waiver wire Wednesday.
Listen, brother, man.
Now you don't get mad at everybody now because you
just That's what I'm talking about. Don't start that, man. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? I'm asking a regular question to my brother.
Man. I don't
want to
hear no stupid
about
questions
that,
right now.
I asked a question about Aaron Jones.
We already talked about
that
this last
stupid.
Week, bro. We told you Wednesday, bro.
Listen,
just remember,
family, this ain't got nothing to do
with
don't worry,
Wednesday, bro.
I know. I know what it is. I know.
Damn it.
I told you,
I know
man.
Where it's coming from.
I'm a bad motherfucker. You understand?
You heard?
I just had to told you, boy.
What is that,
man?
Wallet, dude? My question is, what is
fucking
it say on your
40
wallet?
Fucking 40 points from a fucking running back. Who does that?
Derrick Henry
Black
and Creed. Dalvin Cook when you had him.
That's what
yeah, was. And he ain't there,
Black
bro.
Busting that ass.
Right.
Dot
asshole,
org.
Right.
You know?
Because them keepers is gone. It's cheaper to keep them. It's cheaper to keep them.
You know what's so God. Crazy is that's the guy I want gone so bad, bro. Not want him on my goddamn squad. And he turns around and fucking 40 points for a fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What do you mean 40? Yeah. He ain't got 40 points yet.
You made it 40 points to beat me, and then you getting that shit from fucking Jones, bro. This fucking ammo guy gave you 4 points, bro.
That's right. And he gonna give me more tonight.
So you do the math.
You understand?
So you do the math.
Hold on. Let's do the math again with everybody together. All in together now. So, first of all, Freezy, let's
God.
Talk about my son. Friend. You see Amon and Equanimous, right, on the field?
Son of a bitch.
That's the first time they ever faced each other in life. In the pros. That
wow.
gotta be cool.
Somebody.
Yeah, they never played
break
football
your leg. I don't want it, but break it. Break it. Just break it.
Wow.
I want to tell her that shit.
He just said break
Lawrence
his leg. You know what? That's it. That lets me know how you feel about life. You willing to let somebody be injured so you can win. That's your life right there.
He'll be all right.
Wow.
He'll. He'll. Give him some orange pills.
Hold on. Didn't that happen to you last year in NBA fantasy? Yeah, right? Kevin Durant, right? And James Harden was hurt. So you was losing games.
And fuck them shit.
Right.
I need him to be hurt right now.
That ain't right.
Matter of fact,
that is not
anybody know the number to Detroit?
Yeah.
I need to talk to that organization.
Yes.
I need to talk to them right now.
AKES.
Put a ransom out on that. Put him a ransom out on his leg. Take his leg out.
And use his file.
You're going to see somebody chop block him in a minute. Bow. And you're going to know it was paid in full.
You have to do something.
I know, bro. This shit is ridiculous, bro. Oh, fuck. Just trying to fucking get 26 points in the fucking first half.
At this point,
is
when you realize he fucked up.
Bro, Yo, I swear, I ain't see this man getting no more than 20, bro.
Why did you feel that way?
No
you forgot about him? Y'all must have forgot.
No. I think it would be
you
a
forgot even
Why
is Aaron Rodgers looking like Doodoo Man?
I don't know, but that ain't my problem.
I know it ain't. Fucking assholes. Fucking gonna sit here and run this fucking Doodoo Man. Got Aaron Rodgers looking like. Like his name is Daniel Jones. That's Daniel Jones' numbers right there, bro. What the fuck are you doing?
Hmm?
Stop giving the ball to that dude. No, it ain't. They was just losing.
I'm talking about now. We winning, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about him.
I'm winning. If I'm winning,
I'm talking about him.
Winning.
Aaron Rodgers. I ain't talking about you. Aaron Rodgers, I need you to go Bobo. Go Kobe Bryant right now, son. Nobody get the ball.
Yeah. Hold up. Nobody going to let that line fly over nobody's head right now. Did you hear what he said? He said, I need you to go Bobo right now.
They're going to need a new time.
I'm done.
Straight up, bro. Don't get nobody the ball, yo. You
yo.
Just did it. Don't do it, yo.
Yo. Hold up. I know I'm not bugging. Shake. Wait a minute. Give me 30 seconds. Let me breathe. Yo, y'all don't know who Bobo is? I'm done, and I'm only gonna make it. I'm only gonna let him explain it, cause I always explain this to the fans. No.
You can do that.
No, he did not. No, bro. No, I'm not doing it. This time I'm not doing it because I want
to
hear you say it. He said I need
to
go Bobo. That's it. I'm done. I'm muting myself. I'm going to keep laughing in the background and freezing. You know what I'm going to do for the first time? I never check anybody else's fantasy scores. I just don't care enough. I'm going to go to the matchup. Yeah, and which league is this?
League 2.
Oh, man. Damn, yo, freeze. I can't because I'm not in League 2, so I can't see it. So send me screenshots, bro, because he ain't going to do it. Send me screenshots, dude.
Well, I'm not. Oh, shit.
Why you losing, bro?
How does this happen?
Why you losing, bro? You's a whole loser out here, boy.
Yo, nah.
What's going on, man? What happened? What's he do?
Your boy. Why does he keep on giving it to him?
Yo, he said, yo, please, don't do it no more. Don't pass on the ball. Don't give it to nobody. Go Bobo. Yo.
Yo.
You got to be afraid to use that phrase. Go Bobo.
Fellas, that's my time, man. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace and love. Great show, pick. Love y'all.
No
peace.
Doubt. LRP in Houston. Black Freezy on Georgia. Either chose one from the Bronx. I'm in Baltimore. And there's some bullshit going on out here. Aaron Rodgers, go Bobo. We out of here because they definitely about to cut us off. I ain't even look at the time looking at this shit. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, we'll be back hopefully tomorrow. But if not, Debate Wednesdays for sure. So, like, say, at around this time, you know, expect y'all to agree with us. Damn sure, expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown rep in New York Giants on that drive to 5. And we out of there. Nobody take us away. Come on, Aaron Rodgers. God damn it.